The Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show. 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia. 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
By side for 20 years. Such devotion makes me choke back tears.
I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny.
But isn't there nothing broke back here? I thought that I should make that very clear.
You gonna try to do that with me? Cause I'll get all over.
Party without the beer.
Are you a prostitute?
I love driving home with Don and Mike.
Are you a drunk?
They simply make my day more bright.
You've been drinking today.
And no matter if my wife's at home.
You are in denial.
I'm going back till I'm finished with the show.
If you don't take another drink today, you're going to be drunk for 6 months. You are drunk at a tissue level.
Thank you. Okay. Appreciate it.
Take that one out.
I like driving home with Todd and Mike.
Hold on, before we start our Easter-tacular.
Yes.
Our egg-tacular.
Our egg-tacular. That's
our
what it
egg-tacular.
Is.
Our egg-tacular. Christ is King time. One bast.
What's hopping, Don?
What's hopping, Mike? Tom Gavin's hopping in a rabbit suit.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail.
He's mentally retarded.
Hopping Easter's on its way.
Let's just quickly check in outside.
Bringing it.
Is he outside already?
Tom?
Full of
oh, it's on this one.
Tom, are you there?
Hold on, let me see. Hold on. Oops. Tom?
Yes.
Hello, Tom. It's Easter Bunny. Wow, he's excited today.
We'll get back to you, Tom. Okay?
Okay,
this is just a test.
Tom, you're doing a great job so far.
Yes.
How does the rabbit suit fit, Tommy? Tom, talk in your real voice.
Come on, Tom.
Tom?
It's feeling good.
He is very wound up today.
He is very excited to be here. You should know that Tom is in front of our radio station, WJFK, in the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters, 10800 Main Street in Toothless Fairfax. See him out there?
I do. Who's out there with him?
John
and Joe. Yeah.
Should I pull the shades up?
Yeah, please do.
We gotta see.
We have him out there.
He's in a comfortable chair.
In a beautiful chair.
Freshly mowed lawn.
He's going to be able to relax and enjoy himself.
It's an absolutely glorious day. The sun has come out just in time for our show.
And, 73 here. We've got a nice roped off area, so Tom will not be out of control. And the deal is this. You come down and you give Tom a kiss on his sweaty forehead. He's wearing a bunny suit, just like Ralphie in A Christmas Story.
And the ears are a little askew.
It's a big,
perfect.
It's a big,
it's
gigantic.
It's
a,
he's mentally retarded.
I know. It's a big, gigantic bunny suit that has a cutout for his face. And he has many Easter eggs. Eggs, and they're plastic, and they have cash inside.
Right. And everybody can come down and get their Easter eggs. So they have all the same denomination of cash.
No, there's different
really?
Like, different denominations.
Oh, see, that makes it exciting.
Now you've got to kiss Tom's forehead, though.
Right.
You've got to kiss his sweaty forehead for luck.
That has the prize.
How is it warm? Is the uniform warm, Tom?
No, it's just right.
It's just right.
Tom's.
There you go, baby bear.
Tom's Easter bunny suit is courtesy of Masters Costumes in Annandale.
Our apologies to them.
703. Yeah, I don't know why we read the plug when Tom wears something, because we always end up buying it, because they'll never take it back.
Why?
It's got the smell of Tom on it.
And I really don't think I've ever seen Joe Artinger look like he wanted a beer more than he does
Masters
right
Costumes
now.
In Annandale, 703-354-7500.
Hey, how come that lady's walking by and she's not stopping?
Hey, lady, stop.
Ask her if she wants an Easter egg.
She can't hear him.
You want an Easter egg?
Let's do the Joe thing and then we'll start with
Very good.
Tom. Joe?
Hi.
Hi, Joe. Joe's outside as Tom's handler.
Guardian.
Joe?
Bunny wrangler.
He's a bunny
he looks
wrangler.
Like a million bucks.
He
I'll
does. He
you.
Looks great. It's a perfect
it's
costume.
It's an honor to have Tom here today because, well, it just is.
What there would you like to say, dumbass?
The weekend's here! Have a can of beer!
Joe. Hey, what's up with... Oh, I see. Hold on a second.
Listen up. This is the XM Nation.
It is not.
60.6.
XM Radio.
Might be.
Another hour of music. Power.
All right, now we're ready. Here we go.
Peter Cottontail hopping down the bunny trail.
All right, well, that's
Tom seems
news.
To be gesturing very angrily at Joe. I'm not sure what's going on out there.
And that
there.
Looks good in a bunny suit.
Hold on
hey,
a
play that song again.
What?
Oh, what, the Peter Cottontail song?
Yeah.
You like that one, Tom?
Yeah.
All right, Tom,
he wants
hold on.
To sing along. That's why he's
all right, beautiful.
All right, go
all right,
ahead.
Hold on. Let me cue it up here.
Does Tom have headphones on? Is he able to
yes,
monitor?
Yes, he does.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Now
all right.
It feels like Easter.
Under the
mildly retarded.
Watch it.
All right, Tom, and here comes the vocal right now.
Sing it, Tom.
Here comes
Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail.
Slower.
The hopping Easter's on its way.
Easter's on its way.
Like that. Good.
Bringing
nothing but the toys. Bringing nothing Easter.
That's perfect.
Thanks.
We've got the best angle right there.
That's how I'll be singing it at about 2 a.m.
We've got to fill it in for Tommy Color Links for Sister Susie. There's an orchid for your mommy and an Easter bunny.
Sing, Tom.
Oh, here comes
Peter
Louder. Hopping down the bus.
Now, Joe, more monitor.
Joe, monitor.
We are the animal trainers here and handlers. I don't want you talking to Tom and giving him direction out there. I feel like either Siegfried and Roy and someone else is talking to the tiger that's about to eat me, so please just allow us to direct Tom.
Okay.
Okay. Tommy?
Yes?
Now, after they get done with this musical bridge, you feel like taking it right with Here Comes Peter Cottontail?
Yes.
Okay,
can you give me some more monitor, please?
Yes, you got it. You're a pro. And here we go, Tom.
Oops.
I'm sorry. Fooled me.
You almost tricked him.
He's mildly retarded.
That was for me, Tom.
Oh.
Here we go, Tom. it's a major musical interlude.
He's mildly retarded.
I said, Tom, that was for me, not for you. I think here it comes, Tom.
Here comes
Peter Cottontail, hopping down the trail.
Perfect.
Hopping Easter on his way.
No takers yet for the eggs.
Maybe if you're extra good, he'll roll lots of Easter eggs your way.
Way to sing it, Tom.
You wake up on Easter morning and I know
it's the best Easter show ever.
When you find those...
This is better than when we dressed him up as the baby Christ for Christmas.
This is definitely a tie.
Oh,
here comes somebody. Somebody's coming to get a kiss. Oh, wow. Oh my God.
What's happening here?
Wow.
Wow,
so far, she's the best contestant.
Now,
yet.
Joe, run the microphone out there so we can hear some of this.
I'm here. She just kissed him on the forehead.
Well, let's get
she's
the
got an egg.
Let's
she's
get
got an egg.
What's your name?
Dawn.
Thank
Dawn.
You. That's what we'd like to hear. The people come
have
up.
Have you
and...
checked Dawn out there?
No, I've not. Had
take a good look at Dawn.
Actually,
step over
lovely.
Here.
Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
Hop a little more to the left.
Yeah, hop.
Just hop.
Ask Dawn if she can hop like a bunny.
Can you hop like a bunny?
No.
Oh, she's wise.
She was wise. Ask her if she was on to us.
Were you on to us?
I was on to you.
Oh.
Yeah, she
got,
get asked that a lot.
She got big jugs.
She's huge jugs.
How
she's a bright one.
A dollar. Two.
Hey,
$2. $2 winner.
$2.
Ask her to jump for joy.
Jump for joy, please. Yeah.
There we go.
Jesus. And she got a Jesus sticker, a Jesus fish sticker.
Oh, wonderful. That
you know what
great.
I want for Christmas?
What?
Did she kiss
for
Tom?
Easter?
What do you want? TFing.
Yeah. Well, if you're very good.
She could have all the eggs for that, right?
Absolutely. Now, did she give Tom a kiss on the forehead?
Yes, she did.
Okay, very good.
Boy, wouldn't that be great Easter morning?
Mm.
Everybody really look forward to going to church if you could go there and get a nice tea.
Prison.
That would be wonderful. What does she think of Tom?
What do you think of Tom, Don?
He's much different than what I thought, you know, his voice sounded on the radio for sure.
Ask her to describe his suit and what she thinks of the suit, Joe, please.
Describe Tom's suit.
Please.
An overstuffed bunny.
An overstuffed bunny. Yeah, okay.
Pink balls.
With pink balls. She thought Tom was younger.
Tom's growl laugh.
Hey, Tom?
Yes?
Hey, Tom, you know
Tom,
what
she, Tom, talk to this lady.
You know what she'd be good for, Tom?
Well, what'd she be good for?
TF.
TF?
TFing.
TFing.
TEFing.
TEFing.
No, no. Ask her if she'd let you TF her.
Can I TF you?
No.
She says no, Don. Does she ask her if she knows what that means?
You know what that means?
I know.
What does it mean?
Oh, don't.
No, Tom.
Leave
that
out.
Do you get asked that often?
No.
You're not hanging around with the right people.
Hey, Tom, ask her if she's good at it.
Are you good at it?
Yeah.
Oh. Of course she is.
Tell us she's getting a round of applause in the studio.
You're getting a round of applause from the boys.
She's got another egg. I don't know. Wow. All right. Tom's already lost interest, though. Tom's looking
of course.
In the direction.
No, I haven't.
Tom's looking for a bright color somewhere.
Tom, what were you looking for?
What's going on behind us?
Hey, Tom.
Yes?
Tell Dawn what you're wearing under your suit.
Nothing.
That's right.
Tell her that, Tom.
I'm not wearing anything.
Under the suit.
Under the suit. Nothing.
Tell her you have beautiful genitals.
I have beautiful genitals.
Ew.
Yeah. Oh. Tell her happy Easter, Tom.
Happy Easter.
That's said Christ is king.
Christ is king. You can keep the egg.
I get to keep it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have a good day, Dawn.
Bye.
Have a good day, Dawn.
Oh, oh, hopping away.
Hopped.
You missed the hop.
That was delightful.
Yeah. They sat a little low, I thought.
I wonder if she ever's gotten a black eye.
They were damp, but they were large.
Others have.
All right, well, let's
leave
Tom
hanging low because they're free, like free FM.
Yeah, they're free FM.
Okay. We'll come back to both of you in a second. Tom, we'll check back with you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Tommy.
This is the best Easter show ever.
Hell of a summit out there.
It's a summit meeting. Hey, but what a great first egg receiver.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah, no
kidding. Very, very nice.
So anyway, Tom's out there.
That's great.
And the thunderstorms are not happening. It's between 70 and, like, 75 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely right. Gorgeous out.
It's getting very nice, and Tom will be out there as long as we have patience for it.
Right. As long as we tolerate him.
Till our heads throb.
Because, you know, with Tom, here's what it is. Tom is a walking Slurpee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the thing everybody knows with the Slurpee, you got to be very careful. You don't want to get that brain freeze happening.
No, if you get the brain freeze, if you have too much Slurpee too early.
Right too much Tom too fast. Like, for instance, I had to get the warning call from Rob on my way in. Rob said, you might want to take the back entrance. I said, why? He said, somebody's waiting for you in the lobby.
Right.
So I knew right away, okay, I want to make sure the brain freeze doesn't happen before the show.
Absolutely.
So thank you, Tom, for being out there.
Come on down and get your egg.
Before we break and then start things, a couple of quick updates. Rob actually spoke to the one of the DJs from Providence, Rhode Island.
Oh, Rhode Island!
That I spoke about yesterday. Mm-hmm. You spoke to Giovanni, right?
I got an email from Giovanni, and as long as he gets the approval from his higher-ups, and I can't imagine they'd have any problem with it, he'll be joining us next week. And he wants to know if you'd like to speak to his morning partner, Kim.
Kim? Not really. I didn't think so. I didn't know her. Was Giovanni
doing the morning show when you were there?
He did the all-night show.
Oh, okay.
He did the overnight show when
did
I was
the photo
there.
I sent you?
Yeah, I did.
That's a nice
handsome
photo. Yeah.
And what else did he put in his email?
He said, play more Kiss.
Now, you got to understand, at the station in Providence that I worked at in like 1978,
right.
The one where, I told you yesterday, you would go to various clubs and you would get mobster money to talk about it.
Billboards, yeah.
Never understood what it was about. We'll ask Giovanni what it's about. He's a Providence lifelong resident, so he knows everything.
God knows they might still be doing it.
And anyway, Giovanni. Boy, you know what? Having Tom outside is too distracting.
But you've got your back to him.
No, no, but I see Buzz looking outside, yeah. And I get distracted then. God damn it.
Not every day we have a bunny. And
I understand. I have to have better self-discipline.
See, I'm lucky. When I sit down, there's nothing that's in my my eye line.
Oh,
so.
Play more Kia.
Right.
Okay, play more Kia. Really, it's not play more Kiss.
Right.
Because you would answer the phones any hour of the day at this radio station, Pro FM, a top 40 station.
Right.
8 in the morning, 8 at night. Pro FM, play more Kia. And we were like, what? Play more Kia. And it was play more Kiss.
So that was a joke that you two guys shared?
Oh, the whole staff did. Mm-hmm. And also Ditto. I told you no one in Rhode Island could say disco.
It was right. Ditto.
So they'd always go, is this Ditto Saturday night?
You know, I grew up so close to Providence, Rhode Island. It was the next big city over in Hartford, Connecticut. And we didn't talk like that.
I wonder why they didn't.
Something must have happened in Rhode Island.
Yeah. So, I guess we'll have Giovanni on Monday, okay? Right, Rob?
Yeah.
That his real name?
Yes, it is,
wow.
As a matter of fact. Let me see. Tax day is tomorrow, but because tomorrow's Saturday, you really kind of get till Monday. So the question is...
Midnight Monday, right?
Right. Well, you've just answered my question then. My question was going to be, which crappy reporter will have to be at the post office...
Megan McGrath.
...at midnight on tax night? As usual, we're going to run tape on all of the stations in D.C. to see who does the schmaltziest job of, you know, we're out here giving away Alka-Seltzer and also Tylenol and donuts.
Here's the last minute, people, and now it's an extra last minute because you got an extra 2 days.
Now, remember that last year they really let us down. Channel 9 didn't even mention it.
Right.
Channel 7 and Channel 4 just did a sentence.
But I think they're going to because at least this morning they were all in that hyper mode like, hey, almost tax day. But don't forget, you do get an extra 2 days of grace.
So what they get is the local news bonus this year where they'll be able to talk about the incredible traffic on the Easter weekend followed up by tax day Monday. A double whammy. Now, I predict that one of the local news stations will say double whammy, as they say, as you're back from your holiday weekend and it's tax day all rolled into one.
Right.
Thanks so much.
They'll have to say that Monday.
Right.
You know, like Monday morning. Hey, welcome to Monday morning, and boy, you know. And as
it's a tough Monday. Not only are you back at work from the holiday weekend.
Wouldn't it be great if they got on and just told the truth? Hey, good morning. Welcome to News 4. Christ, no pun intended. You know it ain't easy. You drag your ass out of bed. It's Monday. You've just been through Easter. Let's face it. It's maybe the worst of the holidays. To quote a great American, Mike O'Mara. Mike O'Mara once said... Easter is just like a dressed-up Mother's Day.
It is, my humble opinion. It is a holiday that skews more for women than for men.
Oh, absolutely.
Even though the only nice thing about it is kids. It's better for kids.
Even though it's based in religion, really in our society, just like with Christmas, it really at this point it's not really about Easter. It's about candy for the kids.
Yeah, but Christmas everybody gets in on, and with but with Mother's Day, of course, it's just for moms, and it's hats and you know wearing the flower thing, and it's the same. Easter's kind of a variation of that, you know, with frilly little dresses and stuff like that. Not that I don't mind seeing
dinner
my daughters get dressed up, but it's
Carrabba's. Bring your mama to Carrabba's.
Uh-huh. It's a dressed up Mother's Day. Is
right.
Exactly what it is.
Right. Yeah, and not to mention the fact that you get all of the two timers. And by that, I mean the people who only go to church twice a year. Mm-hmm. And I will say to those people again, there is, believe it or not, reserve seating in church.
Or places people sit every week.
At least at the church that I go to.
Don't go rolling in there
once
a year and take the box seats from somebody.
Like it's yours.
Here's the deal. I go to the 8:30 Sunday. Uh-huh. You know why I like 8:30 Sunday?
Why?
Lickety-split. In, out.
Mm-hmm.
Minimum of singing.
Rest of the day.
Minimum of speaking. You're reading the same pablum every week. I know it by heart. Except for what the guy's going to say. That's it.
Right.
But the point is, you're in the door, at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And you're out by 8:45 because the next one starts at 9.
That's just lean and mean.
That is my favorite mass. That's the one I go to. Mm-hmm. So I just want to say in advance to those fine Episcopalians that go to this church... The second row aisle seat is mine.
Mm-hmm.
My fat ass sits in that seat every single day. I consider myself to be a season ticket holder.
That's right.
In this particular church, because I always put the same amount in when they pass the plate, and I've got the little envelope that's got my number on it and everything, and you don't.
Will you dress better this particular day? Will you dress differently?
For me, and I've got to say this, church for me is always... a mafia-like experience.
Really?
When I go to
even
church...
Even at the early hour?
Yes. Oh, listen. Oh. Why not? Why, you know...
Including tie?
Tie? Cufflinks?
Wow.
I used to piss Frida off bad. We'd go to church, we'd get up, and she'd say... You look like something that Joe Pesci threw up in Goodfellas.
Well,
like
your style. You've always gone Sopranos.
And I said, come on, this is a beautiful suit.
You'd wear those big long collars, you know, on your shirt. You know, where it's just like the real narrow one like they all wear in Goodfellas.
I don't have those, but I have been known to wear a colored hello there shirt. To wear I think when I wore to church, one time they did mention to me, said, you look really sharp, but I think this was afterwards where they shake your hand on the way out and say, have a good day now. Get out before the next show.
Right.
When the guy's standing there, the priest is on your way out, says, okay, have a good day. Now get out of here as you're leaving.
Right.
He said, wow, you look really good today. That's really sharp. And we're leaving, and Frida said, he just told you looked awful.
Really?
And I said, what do you mean? And she said,
sharp was not a compliment.
She said, well, look what you're wearing. It's a nice suit. I'd lost a lot of weight at that point. I couldn't fit into something like this. It's a nice designer suit.
Right.
She said, the suit's real nice. She said, but you've got on like a shiny, metallic, maroon-colored shirt, and you've got a big, metallic black tie.
Right.
And you have on your black cufflinks.
Were you wearing any purple?
No, but I have worn purple.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you like ties with a little purple in them.
And I mentioned to her, I said, he gets to wear stuff that's got fancy colors in it.
Sure, right.
He gets to wear
his vestments.
Mm-hmm. He gets to wear the robe that's got 8,000 different colors in it. But no, you want me to be like everybody, wear the white shirt. And tomorrow I'll be respectful. Or Sunday, I'll wear the white shirt.
Right.
I'll wear the white shirt. I won't wear the crazy tie.
Well, you know what I'm going to do in honor of you? I will not be going to any services, but I will dress up and wear like a suit and tie to all the meals that I'll be attending. the various meal experiences I'll be having on Easter Sunday.
But again, for those of us that do go to church on a semi-regular basis, and I can't say that I'm there every week, but I make it like 3 out of 4. Okay? So that's not a bad percentage.
Right.
For those of us that go regularly... We have a regimen. We have our seats.
Pattern, yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Don't be in my seat, because I will move you. I will say to you, seriously, this is my seat. And
you will do it telepathically.
Oh, no.
The person will hear between their ears. They will hear,
you know,
get out.
No. In previous years, I swear to God, that it hasn't happened a lot. Like over the last 10 years.
You kicked people out?
In the last 10 years, maybe at once at Easter and once on Christmas Eve. When we went into the church, and keep in mind, all of our church friends who we sit in church by, and I still do now, even though Frida's gone, they're the people that you can make a knowing glance at.
Mm-hmm.
If things get a little boring, you can do the thing where you look at your watch, is he ever going to shut the frig up? And it's like, they're like people in your section.
So what happens when the interlopers come in?
So what happened, the last time this happened was on a Christmas Eve, or I take it back. It was Christmas morning. That was on a Sunday because we were at 8 o'clock Mass. And we went in, and there was all of our regular people were there, and there were these two people sitting in our aisle seats. And I walked up, and I said, hi, excuse me. This is my seat.
Is it called Mass? I don't think it is.
I don't know what service.
Episcopals don't call
just
it
service.
Mass.
Well, that's the Catholic in me. Yeah. It's the service, whatever it is.
Well, you know, once you're raised in that.
I do remember walking up and like saying hello to all the people. Like, walking in, it's like, hi, how you doing? There's all, you know, the people, hi, how are you? Yes, hi. You walk in, oh my God, someone's in our seat. Oh. Frida said, we can sit somewhere else. I said, oh no. Not a chance. Walking up said, hi, excuse me. You know, hi, go in Christ. Hi, how are you? Merry Christmas, Happy Easter, whatever the frick it was. It was Easter. Happy Easter, Merry Christmas, whatever. This is my seat. All these people around me are these people that we go to church with every week. And really, we sit here all the time. They should have told you. And
moose out front should have told you.
They moved.
Yeah.
The people moved. And tomorrow...
That's the most anti-Christian thing I've ever heard in my life.
You're damn right. And tomorrow, or not tomorrow, but Sunday, if anyone's in my seat on Sunday morning...
You'll wait till the greeting part? Or will you tell them before the services start?
Oh, no, I tell them before the services start. I mean, I walk up before it starts. I've only done this twice. You know,
thank God.
If it happens on Sunday.
God. Thank God it hasn't happened on a regular basis.
If it happens on Sunday, and I was mentioning this to somebody.
Do you get there early, or do you deliberately come in right at showtime so you can...
No, I get there 10 minutes before the show starts.
Right.
You know, I'm respectful in that regard.
Right.
And somebody was asking me, somebody called me, one of our friends, one of our, you know, Frieden, my friend, I haven't talked to for a long time, had called me during the week and said, are we going to see you at, you know, on Sunday? And I said, you know, you're damn right. Yeah, I'll be there, of course. And said, good. Now, if someone's sitting in my seat this Sunday, I will pull out the WC, the
right.
widower card.
Okay.
I will simply say, and it'll be the easiest, and, you know, and I mentioned this to the person, said, what time will you get there? And I said, you know, I'll be there by 8 o'clock. Do you want me to say, should we save your seat? I said, no. Everybody knows that's where I sit. Don't worry about it. Because there's a part of me that would love saying to someone, you know, I know it would really ruin their Easter. And it goes against all Christian thought and all that other stuff. But
right.
there's a part of me that would love walking up to someone and go, excuse me, you're in my seat. And if they said, you know, well, it's a church, like, sit anywhere you like because right. it's the house of God, I would say, but this is the seat where I sat with my wife. And incidentally, this is the card that says I'm a recent widower.
Mm-hmm.
Now, get your ass out of my care, out of my chair.
Special cards made that you just give them and then say, now be on your way. And that's how I would express it. I would say, be on your way.
I've told the people at the church that I go to that they should do what they do at FedEx Field. Seriously, where I get gypped every year as a season ticket holder for your Washington Redskins. Here's the latest way that they figured out to gyp me a couple of years ago, but I went along with this. It's like I'm already paying, I don't know, through the nose. It's like I'm being raped through the nose for these club seats that we have at the
right.
stadium. Okay, which are not they're not suites,
mm-hmm.
but they're not regular seats.
Right.
They're like halfway between.
Right.
And just so you wonder, on TV, when am I talking about? If you ever see FedEx Field, it's the part of the stadium that's always half full.
Okay.
Uh-huh. It's the yellow seat.
Because they don't sell them all, right?
Well, no, because they're all sold. It's just...
The elite don't always choose to come.
Right. It's people with, you know,
no
who
sure.
can use money as toilet paper.
A lot of corporate people,
yeah,
too,
if,
right?
And if the team sucks, they don't go to the games.
Right.
Well, a couple of years ago, they said, hey, listen, as a season ticket holder since the stadium opened, and you've had the same seats now for 10 years, how about the chance to make these your seats?
Right.
And we're going to put a permanent seat cover on, and we're going to put a plaque on there that says your seat, your name.
Your seats.
So
you think churches should do that?
Yes. And now, I said to Frieda when this came in the mail, I said, I think we should do this. And she said, you're going to feel like an idiot the first time we go to the stadium this year, and you see that your name is engraved in some cheap plaque on the back of the back of the chair. And I said, no, I want to do it. Plus, we get like a seat cushion out of it.
Uh-huh.
You know, they put a seat cushion on you, a permanent seat cushion on you.
That's
chair.
A good thing.
Churches should do that, too.
So that's one thing that Snyder...
Some churches have seat cushions.
Yes, that's true.
Catholics never had seat cushions.
Right.
That was the big difference. I thought the big difference between Protestants and Catholics was the cushions. I went into, I think, a congregational church one time, and they had these big, lovey-dovey cushions. And I'm like, oh, man, this is great.
There's not individual cushions at the pew.
No.
Or at the
do you have cushions in your Episcopal church?
Yes, there are cushions, but it's one big, gigantic cushion for
that
the
doesn't matter. A cushion's a cushion.
Pew.
Right. It's, you know, better than sitting on wood.
But I know that I have mentioned to the Rev before I've said, really, you could really, because it's not like other stuff in the church, or maybe the day before Easter isn't the day to bring this up, but at least at the church I go to, it's not like other stuff isn't sponsored.
Right.
Meaning that when you go down a particular pew, it would say, this pew is dedicated to the memory of,
right.
because you've donated some money to the church.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've said,
well, churches have that kind of stuff all the time.
Yeah, but what I have said to them is, you know, why wait until somebody passes on?
Mm-hmm.
Right now,
do it so you can enjoy it.
I'll buy one today.
That's why I said, you know, if you would, you know, think about, I really said to the guy, like, I don't know, one time they needed something done at the church. They need the driveway repaved or something.
Right,
said,
right.
You know, we're really in a pinch. What are we going to do about this? And Frieda said, we'll write the check for it. And I said, all right, no problem. So we did it. And she said, besides, it's good. It's a good thing to do. Blah, blah, blah. We can write it off to taxes. Blah,
right.
blah, blah, blah,
right.
blah, blah. Anyway, I said to the guy, I said, okay, so they're like, that's an extra $1,000. Why don't you just put like a little plaque up now that just says Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, the seat is reserved.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you got to be kidding. And I said, no, people would do this. I said, people would pay for the pay for the right for their reserved seats.
And why don't you put beverage holders in there?
No, I would love it. I would love it. And Mike, I have brought a Diet Vanilla Coke into the church. Now, not into the actual church. It's not into the holy part.
Silence!
Just
not into the sanctuary.
I have just brought it into the part where you walk in.
Well,
like
that's where, not bringing it to the pew. You like bring where, it to the pew,
oh,
that's
no,
a big deal.
No, I've not done that, but like where the bathrooms are.
You've never
stuff.
Had like a secret little compartment in your jacket made with a straw?
No, but I tell you what I have done, because I'm very familiar with the people at the church uh-huh. that I go to, especially since Frieda's passed away. That when I go in there, I pretty much think I have the run of the place. Because I've been on all of their dumb committees and everything.
Right.
But I know where everything is. I know where the offices are, and I walk around. Nobody gives me any crap.
Right.
You know, you
right.
find that hard to believe, me walking into church, not immediately, like, bursting into flames. what I'll do is I will go to church and bring a couple of cans of pop. I know people hate when you say pop. It's a Midwest thing. But
right.
I bring a couple of cans of Diet Vanilla Coke or whatever. Walk into the back into the kitchen area by the offices and put them in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And
is that for like the little meeting thing that you have afterwards?
Well, it serves two purposes. First,
it's a big Episcopal thing.
First, in the middle of the service, if I get a hairball,
mm-hmm.
or if I just feel the need, you know, somebody you sit there and it's like early and you got the dry mouth, and,
yeah.
and you know going
maybe
outside
a little too much evening,
yeah, and you know yes, and you know going outside to that water fountain ain't going to work because that thing trickles. It's like a guy with a bad prostate trying
warm.
To go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I mean, so what I'll do is
yeah, it's also a good way to get bird flu.
Sometimes I would just get up and say, excuse me, I've got to go to the men's room. Make your calls. I'll be right back. I would leave and I would go. Back to the kitchen
stop
and
stop by the fridge.
Open up the can and have half a can of pop and go back and sit down and you know. Just
when you do that, you go
right
out
up.
To the middle aisle or you go out the side one of the.
Oh, I go
aisles.
Right down the middle aisle because I got I've
you
got
don't to, go to the front towards the altar, do you?
No, I go towards the back of the
back.
Yeah, I do.
You see at the run of the place when you're doing that. When you get an urge to have a beverage, do you look, you know, and kind of wink at people, give a little point as you're walking through in the middle of the service? Do
something.
You have that much free rein? You know,
you know
hey,
I
how you
wanna...
doing? Yes, sir. Going to get a sip of my beverage? Yeah, right in
you
the middle of it. They're talking up there. Here I go.
I don't want to sound like a swinging dick, and I don't do it to that extent.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, and
you don't do it on a regular basis.
I have a teenage bladder anyway.
Right.
I mean, a lot of times on Sunday morning, if I get up and I drink like my liter of water or whatever, and I have two cups of coffee, by the time I get to church,
you're soaking wet.
Your
pants
I'm just
are completely.
A horse waiting to
your
go.
Your pants
so,
are kind of stuck to your thighs.
You know, people are used to me saying it. You know, oh, I'll be right. I got it. I can't. So I will get up in the middle of something, sure, and just walk out. Because the thing is, like. Parents with little kids, when the little kids act bad, they get up and walk right out and nobody gets mad.
Right.
So I think if I got to take a pee, I'll just get up and walk out. And yes, on my way out.
You know, at the Catholic church that not the first one that I went to, but it was like the secondary, it was the backup Catholic church that we go to if we missed a certain service.
Right.
And they had a kids room. I'm sure this is not unusual that they had kids room in churches, but they had one that would resemble, see this window that we have between us and Buzz?
Right.
It would be at the very back of the church. And this was a big
right.
church, like a cathedral church. And you'd look in there. And you'd be in the middle of services, and you'd look in the back. And I seem to remember this most when I was a teenager, and I was still going to Mass with my parents. And you would look in the back, and through the window, you see these kids that are just going, yeah, 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 like that. And you can't hear anything.
Throwing
and it's like, and I remember being older and saying, man, it was great when you were little, because you can be in there just raising hell while they're doing the service. It was a soundproof
room.
Yeah.
A lot of churches
I mean,
have that.
That technology, I think, was used in churches before they even used it in their studios.
Mm-hmm. And I remember going to restaurants when he was little.
You told a story about that where you guys went to. You loved the experience.
Yes, because it was like putting your kid in a cage while you're having dinner. It was like one of those big, gigantic, and you know they're full of fungus and every
germs,
E. coli.
Right, bird
one
blue.
Of those big, gigantic ballrooms,
mm-hmm.
and like at McDonald's. I mean, where
right.
you've got you know all the plastic balls on the floor, and they would have videos going. And
you, I mean, it was a nice restaurant, right? You went out and had like really a nice gourmet dinner.
Well, of course, I Frieda picked it, so it was
right.
of course it was a she place. But the thing was. You had all of these people.
And they had, like, babysitters, right?
Yeah, there were people that would watch, and it was in the corner of the room. And it was surreal because mm-hmm. it was a two-way mirror, meaning that the kids could not look through and see their mommies and daddies outside having a good time without them.
Right.
They, when they looked on the windows, they saw like pictures of Mickey Mouse. Meanwhile, while you're having dinner, if you wanted to turn around, it was like looking at an aquarium,
right,
where you would, you know, see your kid eating his boogers or whatever.
If I'd known where it was, I would have done it. Fantastic.
One of the best experiences we ever had. But yes, sell those seats at church. Sell those seats. Treat your return customers nice. If you got season ticket holders,
right?
And I'm a season ticket holder to church. You know, meaning I pay the money even when I don't go.
Mm-hmm.
If I skip a week, I double up on the payments of the next week.
And then you could really do what I do sometimes for ball games, where you could go to a broker. You go to a ticket broker and do that. Oh, it would be fantastic.
What's your stand on skyboxes?
Special skybox for the church.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they have skyboxes
in certain
churches.
Yeah, I know.
In certain churches,
well,
I saw the dead zone.
Hold on, what about that guy? Not a sermon, just a thought?
Yeah, is that a big, huge...
You've been there, right? Yeah, there's this one carny that advertises on the station. And one time, Frida drugged me to see this guy's dog and pony show.
Wouldn't that, like, they have bands and videos?
They have a band, and when it's, like, time to learn stuff from the Bible, a video screen comes down,
right,
and it's an actor that's dressed up like Jesus and a woman like Marinese, and it's like you're watching Telemundo like a soap opera, because the guy comes out and goes, "Oh, Mary, I feel a calling today. The Lord is telling me to do something."
This is the video?
Yes. And she would go, "Oh, but Jesus, things are so rough out there. What are you going to do?" "Well, I must teach, and I must educate." And it's like, we get done, everybody, and the screens go back up, and everybody goes, like you just got done watching, like, Independence Day or Batman in the movie theater.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't his name Lon Solomon?
That's his name.
They have a Starbucks in that church, I hear.
Are you kidding me?
I kid you not.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is...
It's all about marketing now for a lot of churches.
This is a big budget church here in the D.C. area, where you go and the whole thing is presented with lasers.
It's definitely in the richest town in the area.
Uh-huh. Right? There's now a competitive church over here near George Mason University that actually does tally attendance of what they consider to be their competition, the church that Don's talking about.
Wow.
It's amazing.
You know what? We got to stop here because we've not even started the Eggtacular outside.
Oh. Yes, it's going strong. People have been coming by every 5 minutes or so to say hi to Tom.
With Tom out there, so we'll get some time with Tom. We'll start the show. And then I guess the only other thing really that I would just love to just scream about for just a second is when we come back, after we start the show, actually, it would be the language barrier.
Yeah.
VLB reached today for me an all-time humiliating low.
Oh, my.
It happened in a car wash.
Huh.
And just let me say, if any of those people spoke one lick of English,
those people,
none of this would have happened.
Don, how many times have I told you? I've told you time and time again. Learn French. Learn to speak French.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Trading sex for alcohol and cigarettes. You just don't value yourself enough. The fact that you would let them touch you is disgusting, and I don't want you to ever do it again the rest of your life.
Okay, Phil.
Phil is so uptight.
Phil?
Phil Connor?
Phil McGraw? Phil McCracken?
Phil McGraw. Dr. Phil McGraw.
That's his name, right?
I know. Yeah. That is his last name, right? You never hear that. Phil McGraw.
Quick draw.
Phil McGraw.
Quick draw.
McGraw.
Tug.
He's a movie star this weekend.
I'm going to jerk a knot in your tail.
He's in Scary Movie 4.
Phil is?
Yeah, Phil McGraw.
Phil McGraw.
Phil McGraw.
Phil? Okay, it's your laughing place.
Wow.
Funny stuff.
Everybody's got a laughing place, a laughing place to go.
He's laughing. Here's your favorite part, Mike.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6, 1 and 5, noon and 4. Check your local listing.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello! I got one bad finger.
No matter what you are.
It's been in bad places.
It'll always be with you.
It's seen bad faces.
No matter what you do.
Don't pull it. Bad finger today, yeah.
Hello.
No matter what.
No matter what.
That's the name of that song.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi to you. And
he's mentally retarded.
Oh, I know, but he's outside.
Hello.
Hi, Jerry.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
No, we forgot. Okay. Hi, Dynamite. And hi there, Rob.
Hi, Don.
He's mentally retarded.
Yes. I have a question. How is? Just tell me, how is your sweaty costume?
Yeah.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Cottontail and all the ships at sea. Let the window licking begin.
Oh,
here is Don Geronimo and his buddy Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. I forgot all about window lickers.
The list.
Right, Spaz. Okay, Mong. Mike, you're special.
Don, you're wheelchair bound. You're both very brave.
Don and Mike Show, everybody. And it's a new episode of this Friday.
Friday!
0414-06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Hi there, buddy.
And here are the numbers you can call the show. 877-365-3636. That's the main number. We have an 800 number, too. It's 800-636-1067. We broadcast from Washington, D.C. on WJFK. If you're listening in D.C., you can call us at 202-432-1067. Want to listen on your computer? Yes. Go to our website,
yep.
DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Click on the internet stream. Click on the stream and...
Oh, no, no, no. It's the color of crimson.
We wrung out Tom's underpants.
Oh, my. It's so time for a Bloody Mary.
No drinking today.
Oh. Stay away from that.
Yeah. Oh, it restarted.
Yeah, from the top, baby.
Oh, from the top. Oh, Christ.
The Beatles.
No matter what you are.
I always think this is the Beatles.
Forget that.
Kind of
I,
is.
I thought I had stopped it at the point where it stopped, but I guess I stopped it with the thing that...
What year did that song come out?
Oh, 1971.
Okay, because it's very, I mean, very Beatles-esque.
Oh, well, it was on Apple Records.
Oh, okay.
And the reason that the Beatles songs are not on iTunes is because they're still pissed at Apple,
mm-hmm.
at the Apple computer company.
I think that changed as of today. I believe, I read it was settled.
Not 100%. Today. No, the Beatles are going to have some songs available for download. What I read was that they're just going to bypass iTunes altogether because they're the Beatles, and they will just set up their own separate entity.
Well, they could.
Yeah, where you
and
pay...
there are very few artists that could do that. The Beatles certainly could.
Where you pay 99 cents per song. You're not going to be able to download albums, but
no.
You'll finally be able to get crisp digital versions of Beatles songs.
Well, you know, their estates and the individuals still with us, Ringo and Paul, they need more money. They desperately need more money.
I think Ringo does.
Please help.
Do you
think Ringo still needs it?
Yeah.
I don't think Ringo needs a dime. I think Ringo really... I think Ringo might have done the wine cooler ad just because he felt like it.
You know Ringo. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the royalties alone, don't those guys have money than Jesus? Or did just John and Paul have the rights to a lot of those songs?
You know,
the songs?
Just on the anthology release, Pete Best doesn't have to work anymore just because he was on one of the recordings on the anthology.
I think you're right.
Even he is rich.
Yeah.
I think we'd like to think that Ringo might be... You know, struggling.
I think Ringo is struggling.
I think they all could do nothing for the rest of their lives.
Well, you know, I read somewhere that even like the guys in Van Halen,
right,
still make millions of dollars a year just off their catalog sales, and they're not certainly as popular as the Beatles,
right?
But still, let's cling to the, although you're probably right, let's cling to this fantasy that somehow
Ringo's destitute.
He's really down on his luck.
It, you know, it does, I would love to know, though, and I'd love to know, because really, and it all started with the wine cooler ad when he was dressed like the polar bear.
Yes.
What the hell was Ringo doing?
And then you see with Paul, and you know this, and that's Rob's answer to everything is weed.
Yeah, he was smoking weed.
With Paul, it can't be a case of him needing the money, because he's already got more money than God.
He probably couldn't spend it if he tried.
Right. Paul McCartney, I don't know what his deal is, like, whoring himself. Have you seen the, I don't know, I don't even know what this shows what an effective ad this is. I don't even know what ad it is. It's for an insurance company or an investment company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, it's Paul McCartney singing and stuff, and at the end they say, like, you know, trust us with your money. Now, what the frick, why, you know, I watched that, I thought, why is he doing that? And then I figured out, well, he's doing it for the money.
They underwrote his tour.
Oh, that's it?
Tour sponsor.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's the big thing that started with Phil Collins, is tour sponsorships.
Sears sponsors Phil Collins.
He got jeans.
I understand that Paul has a lot of money. He just does it because he loves the fans.
Oh, shut up.
The fans. The money
shut
fans.
Up. Shut up, you Beatlemaniac. Anyway, hi, welcome. Listen, Tom's outside.
Yes.
We're going to get to him in uno momento.
Good.
He's out there in the free money bunny suit. Come by our studios at 10800 Main Street in Toothless Fairfax. Fax VA. Look for the big CBS logo on top of the building, and really no line. There's a big, gigantic CBS GI out there.
It's perfect. It is an absolutely perfect day for this.
You cannot miss it. Let's very quickly just check in with him on this one. Let me see. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Hello.
Tom, you don't sound as excited as you were earlier.
Hey, Joe.
Tom?
Hey.
What's the matter? What do you need Joe for, Tom?
Hey, I got a can of beer right here for him.
Oh, somebody brought by a can of beer?
They brought me a can of beer, too. They bought me two of them.
Perfect.
Hey, Ken, if you had to, thank you.
Now you can smoke and drink.
Tom, would you? And Tom, what brand of cigarettes are you enjoying today?
Marlboro Lights.
Marlboro Lights. How long have you been smoking, Tom?
A long time.
Really? You smoke all the time?
Yes, I do.
Tom, what's the best thing about smoking?
The best thing about smoking is, what do you call? About smoking is... Yeah, let's do that one.
Well, what's the best thing about smoke?
What's the best thing about...
Now, guys, you distracted him with your music. La da 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 da. La da 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 ba da da ba ba ba.
There we go.
How about the sores that you might get in your mouth?
No, don't get those sores.
How about your fingers getting all yellow?
No.
It'll stunt your growth.
It'll stunt my growth.
Hey, Tom, your ears are going straight back right now.
I'm afraid the cigarettes might catch something from Tom.
Are you having fun, Tom?
Yes, I am.
Tom is outside our station. He's dressed as the Easter Bunny today. And most importantly, so everybody knows, Tom, are you having a good time?
Yes!
Did you want to do this?
Yes, I do.
And Tom, are you a sexy bunny?
Yes, I'm a sexy bunny.
Why are you such a sexy bunny?
Because I got a bunny outfit on.
Because you have a bunny outfit on.
Tom, could you talk in your real voice a little bit?
Yeah.
Thank you. I respect you more as a broadcaster.
Have you met any more hot chicks like that other lady, Tom?
Yes, I have.
Really? Have you gotten lots of kisses from people?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do is just turn this down for a moment, and we're going to keep watching you. And as soon as someone comes up, we'll turn this back on, and we'll come right back to you.
Hey, yo, come there.
Are we coming out?
Yeah.
Are you coming out? Tom, how many eggs have you given away?
A lot.
No,
a lot,
I need a number.
A lot.
And you, Tom, you got to use your regular voice.
How many eggs have I given away? A lot of eggs. You got any more eggs in there with dollar bills?
We need a hard number, Tom.
About 10.
Tom, does your costume smell like B.O. yet?
No.
What does B.O. stand for?
B.O. is you sweat a lot.
Absolutely.
Bunny odor.
Good answer, Tom.
Bunny
Can you
odor.
Spell egg?
A,
bunny odor.
A. No, E. A. G. G.
Right.
The egg. Okay.
We'll check back with you, Tommy.
From a J.R.R. Tolkien novel.
Hold on there. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Doesn't Wacko Jacko own the rights to the Beatles songs?
Yeah, but isn't he selling them because
he's broke?
He's broke.
He owns half of the catalog.
Yeah, he didn't get all of it.
He owns half of the Sony catalog, which is the Beatles, some Elvis, and some Bob Dylan, and he just sold 25% of that.
Is it all the Beatles, the Sony catalog?
Not all of
Not
it.
Not all
but
of it.
Most
of
it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I heard that McCartney is actually a lottery nut. He's always playing scratch-offs and a lot of tickets.
because, you know, even though he's a billionaire, he can't quit it. He's like addicted to lottery
money.
Well, you know, sometimes like somebody who's got lots of money, they remember that from their childhood, and they play that because gambling is so big over in Britain. That's probably why he does that. If he does it.
Yeah. Who knows if he does it?
I mean, I just assume what that guy's telling me is true.
Yeah. The DC lottery he plays.
Roll five, Rob.
Just Chuck Brown.
Roll five.
Do you think he uses her leg to scratch?
Yes, he does.
What I mean is, do you think that he unscrews her leg and uses, like, the hook to scratch on the scratch-off?
Do you think it's a screw-off leg? You think, I mean, it actually has,
where,
like, do you think it's like on a pocket?
I picture that her leg is like a Captain Hook.
You think it's like something where he has to, like, turn it like this?
Yeah, well, what do you think? How else do you think you get a prosthetic leg on?
I've seen prosthetic legs go on and off. I've seen how that works.
How does it work?
You take the stump and it fits down into like a cone.
But then
how does it
stay in there?
It's a vacuum seal type of thing on the way by the suction and the weight. It's like a suction cup.
No way. If I had that done, I'd say, give me some snaps and stuff.
You can't have it that
snaps
way.
Up.
It doesn't work that way.
You can wear garters.
Velcro?
Velcro, no. Velcro is the old man's fabric.
Would you like hinges?
Hinges on my prosthetic.
Like every time you'd like to have to, screw it in. Screw on.
All right, so then maybe he just pops her leg out.
Right.
But it really would be like the sound of a cork coming out of a bottle.
Okay. But even when he pops her leg out,
right,
there's got to be some like plastic or something on the inside of the nub of it that he could turn around. I'm thinking about,
I knew,
like,
somebody that used to drink out of his.
I'm thinking about the lamp in A Christmas Story.
Mm-hmm.
You know that leg?
Fragile.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you would take like the base of that, mm-hmm, and he gets home from work and he says, you know, I don't have, I got me scratch off. All right. Off with the leg now. Pop her leg off and scratch his ticket.
Maybe she's got one of those runner's legs. Have you seen it? Where it doesn't have a foot, it just has like a shock absorber.
Like the spring, which is really cool.
Very cool. I bet you could jump a mile high with one of those.
It looks like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Because I've seen movies where they use that too, where they've got the special bling.
I like to die. You can run so fast.
I saw that like the Fallout.
Yeah, no, got no foot, just a spring.
Fallout. Okay. Let me just get this out of the way. And then we can move on.
Oh, yeah.
There is a problem in this country, mm-hmm, the language barrier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm not going to give you my lecture about building a wall.
Right.
Because it's Easter Sunday and Crisis King and all that other stuff.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. But, hey, listen, here's the deal. And, Rob, that might not even be right because these might be people of Portuguese descent. I'm not really sure. Many of them look like they're burn victims. These type of immigrants that were at the car wash today.
It's not easy getting here.
Suffice to say, wherever they were from, the English was not their first language.
Probably their fourth or fifth option.
Don, that's a hot button issue in America, mm-hmm, right now.
So here's the deal. I got 8,000 frigging things to do still today.
Yes.
Still today. I mean, even though the taxes are done, I had to get the extension from my son. I'm going through stuff with car insurance, and I'm having to get copies of the birth certificates, and, you know, because he's 21 now, and he gets a policy of his own, and I'm going to FedEx, I'm doing a million things, and I think, you know what? I got time to just go to this car wash, real nice car wash, not one of those like that's attached to a gas station.
No, the real kind. The kind where the car wash is the main business.
Standalone. And I thought it's rather... What, Robbie?
Tom has a customer
outside.
Right, hold on. Let's,
we have a contestant.
Let's go outside to Thomas Aloysius Gavin.
Oh, looks like there's another fetching woman out there with Tom.
Sure. Hi, Tom.
Hi, how you doing?
Tom, you gotta tell us what you got going on back there.
I got a young lady here who wants an egg.
Here comes.
All right,
well, when Tom says we got a young lady.
Why don't you introduce her, Tom? Ask her name.
What's your name?
Tom, could you put the microphone after you ask her a question? Put the microphone by her mouth so we can hear her, please.
Tom,
it's Teresa.
It's Teresa, and who's Teresa with, Tom? Tom, you have to ask, who are you?
Who are you?
Boyfriend.
Her boyfriend.
Do you want to ask them any questions about boyfriends and girlfriends, Tom?
Yeah. Tom, why don't you ask them?
Ask them some questions.
Ask them if they have intercourse.
Have you had intercourse?
Just yesterday.
Just yesterday.
Ask him if he does it the right way or the wrong way.
Do you do it the right way or the wrong way?
Tell her she's a whore.
I just,
she's a
Whore.
A whore.
I heard her volunteer every way.
I heard that.
Tom, ask her every way, say even the bad way?
Even then the...
He knows that.
Even in a bad way?
Of course.
Of course.
Wow.
What did I tell you? Common street walker.
Incredible.
God bless you.
You don't approve.
Tom, we'll get Teresa to come on over. Get Mother Teresa to come over and kiss your big sweaty forehead.
Hey, I need some more eggs with dollar bills.
Well, Tom, you got plenty of eggs down there. I see you've got lots of eggs.
I need some dollar bill eggs.
Need some dollar bill eggs? Well, you can't have run out yet.
Have you opened them and just given away the dollar bill eggs?
No.
Okay.
Who's assisting you? Is that John?
Yeah.
All right, well, tell John to be... first off, tell John to snap out there.
John? John, what? Were you having a slow day? You look like you'd rather be a million other places. What the hell is the problem?
Tom's confused.
Yeah.
He's having a hard time because
he's mentally retarded.
Okay, hold on. Hey, listen to this, please.
He's mentally retarded.
Okay, on his best day, he's confused.
All right, come on, have a little, you know, I mean, get with it here.
You want me to help him out? He won't let him do it on his own.
You have to help him out.
No, you got
to
help him. He's at home.
With the eggs and everything. You're just standing there.
He's a window licker.
Come on.
What do you think?
Do it on his own. Be nice, John.
God, you know what? John, you're a window licker.
Yep, you are.
Window licker in training.
I think John's brother just walked up. John, is that your twin?
Yes, this is my twin. What's your name?
They both look like sweat hogs, don't they?
My twin.
Don't they look like they should both be on Welcome Back Cotter?
Mr. Cotter's class. Hey, Tom.
Yes.
Tom, ask Teresa a question. Okay, say, Teresa, would you do all three of these guys?
Would you do all three of these guys?
No, four. Say four because another guy just walked up.
What now?
Ask her, would you do all four of these guys?
Will you do all four of these guys? Teresa?
No.
She
has her egg now.
How about just the guy? Tom, say, how about just this guy in the T-shirt?
How about this guy in the T-shirt, Teresa?
No. Ask her if she would like to TF the guy in the T-shirt.
Teresa, come here. I'd like to TF this guy in the T-shirt.
Because tell her that guy in the T-shirt has really big mitts.
The guy in the T-shirt got big nips.
No.
Close enough.
Mitts.
Mitts.
Man boobs.
Are we having the men and the women kiss Tom's forehead?
Yes.
Okay. So I haven't seen either John's brother or the man with the T-shirt kiss your forehead.
All right, one at a time. Let's get John. Can you hear?
Yeah,
John,
I can hear you.
John is an intern here. What do you do here, John?
I'm the promotions coordinator.
Okay. I feel real good about everything going on. You're not the promotions coordinator.
Yes, I am.
The assistant to the promotions director.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Oh, I got it. So they give him a title.
Yeah.
Right. Hold on. What's going on there?
Why is Tom getting agitated?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Don.
What?
It's a finger out here.
It's what, Tom?
The finger.
The finger?
What's the finger? What do you mean the finger?
The guy with the mitts keeps slipping.
What's he doing, Tom?
Give him the finger. You know who it is.
Who's he giving the finger to? Does he think we're upstairs?
No.
Why is he giving the finger because of the mitts comment?
Is he flipping us off, Tom? Is he flipping? Ask him, are you flipping Don and Mike off?
No, he's flipping you all off.
I'm the finger guy from the Las Vegas style shows.
I remember this guy.
Yeah, finger guy. All right,
forever.
Technically a nickname.
Tell the idiot that we're not on the second floor.
We're not on the second floor. We're on the first floor.
Somewhere on the ground floor. Yeah.
When we used to do Las Vegas style shows,
Mike's giving it back.
There's this guy that would really travel around.
Right.
Well, I don't want to say the country, but like within a 5-state area.
Yeah.
Anywhere from Pennsylvania to Maryland to Delaware to the District of Columbia to Virginia. We would go do a show somewhere, and this guy would be in the front row and would just...
He just kissed Tom's forehead.
He would just stand up and give us the finger.
During the show, yeah. I remember. He just... Oh, he kissed the fur on Tom's forehead.
You know
forehead.
What would be nice? Hey, hold on a second.
Hey.
Listen, hey, Rob.
Yeah?
Why don't you get your ass out there and fix this, please? Just go out there for a second. Just
shouldn't be a problem.
Just go out there and just talk to the people. I mean,
Tom needs a coordinator.
At this
radio.
Point,
he's mentally retarded.
Okay, no,
at this
I don't.
Point, he's out. Yes, you do, Tom. At this point, he's out there running the show.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know, there's people coming up. Tom's doing the Larry Bud Melman thing where he asks them a question and then he just holds the microphone by his mouth.
Right. Sure. Rob will coordinate.
As much as I know this hurts Rob, he doesn't want to go out and actually have to be like an infield producer. Well,
but Tom's going to be excited when he sees Rob.
Yeah, there we go.
Are you excited, Tom? You're going to see Rob's coming out.
Yay!
Rob's coming out, Tom.
Yay,
Rob's coming out.
Yay!
Rob's coming out. Stand up and welcome him.
Yay!
No, you don't have to. It's a lot of work. Somebody's going to turn Rob's microphone.
Hi, Robbie.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
I know, Rob. Let's see you. Just show us what you're full of out here.
All right.
Show us what you're made of, rather.
All right.
Give Tom some direct instructions about interviewing people.
Bring in.
And see if you can bring John up to speed.
All right.
So that as these people walk up, we can actually hear Tom talk to them, and we can actually hear them kissing his sweaty forehead.
Okay, here's the plan, Tom. From now on, you will only be responsible for miking yourself. Keep the mic very close to your mouth, okay?
Like this?
Perfect.
At all times.
That's where it's safe. Okay. John, you will mic the guest. Okay?
Okay, I'm on it.
And if need be, you'll repeat Tom's question.
He's on it.
So he can help out.
Okay.
And here's a nice chubby lady.
A car has just pulled up. A car has just pulled up to say hi to Tom.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, I'm fine.
What's your name?
Dicky.
Do you want to come and kiss Tom?
Okay.
Okay.
Come on. Yeah, I believe they're from another land.
And she's going to get out of the car and come and kiss Tom and get the egg. Here she comes.
It's the car wash people.
I think she's on One Life to Live. All right, kiss his forehead.
Right, close to your mouth.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
You want to kiss me on the forehead?
Yeah, sure.
You'll get an egg.
You get more than that.
Dicky.
Were they at the car wash today?
Dicky?
Yeah,
right.
Dicky.
Remember what I was saying?
Good. You need to kiss me on the forehead or?
Yeah.
Sure. Good. You
or,
get an egg.
Or where? Oh, there's the first kiss that we heard.
She
thank you, Rob.
She
now, that, see, that's how this should go.
That's
you should actually hear the
right.
interaction
give her
between
an egg.
The
give
people
her an egg.
And Tom.
Give her an egg.
Okay, she gets a lime
thank
green
you.
Plastic egg.
And off you go.
And away she goes.
And off you go.
We'll never know what she won.
Oh, you brought Tom an egg. Hi, what's your name?
Danielle.
Danielle, you brought him. Is that a Jell-O egg?
It's a Jell-O shooter egg.
Oh, that's
nice.
Would you like Tom to have that right now?
Yes, that's for him.
Order up a dozen
he's
of those.
If you're handing out eggs, I figured he deserved one, too.
Oh, that's wonderful. Would they like an egg, Rob?
Would you like an egg?
Absolutely.
Okay, an egg for this nice lady, please.
Got to kiss Tom's forehead.
Yeah, but you have to, you know, do the old smooch.
Okay.
On his forehead. Here we go. Right. On his big, sweaty forehead.
It's amazing.
Oh, he got it on the cheek from her.
Nice.
Wonderful.
There's her egg.
And she gets
thank
the
you.
Egg.
Tom? Thank you.
Tom?
Yes?
Are you having a good time?
Yes, I am. And tell Joe he's got a Budweiser right here for me.
Get more.
Do you want to do that shooter? Shooter?
What kind of shooter is this?
It's an egg shooter.
All right, I'll eat it.
Okay, here it goes.
No, you drink it, Tom.
Well, it's Jell-O.
I predict a stain.
What kind of Jell-O is this?
It's Jell-O with booze in it, Tom.
Orange Jell-O.
It's going to be like a...
How many have you had?
None yet today.
Okay.
What's it going to be like?
Here we go.
He's playing with his Jell-O.
He's playing with it like it's silly putty.
Just like Walmart.
He put his Jell-O into his basket.
He's saving his Jell-O
he's saving
for later.
Just
like at the home. Well, Rob, you've done a great job. That's what a producer needs to do. Go out there and grab the situation by the balls and shake some sense into people.
Thank you. Now
this should run as a finely tuned machine, like a Swiss watch.
Absolutely.
The next time we go out.
Are you clear?
I'm all set to go.
Okay.
The prime directive should always be Tom keeps his microphone next to his mouth.
Right.
And John?
Like this. Yes.
Oh, and what was that sound, Buzz? Oh, hold on.
Oh, Buzz's microphone now not working.
There's a problem with Buzz's studio.
Got plenty of mics out here.
Yep, we got plenty of mics out here.
Hey, Buzz, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can.
There you are. Buzz is back.
Very good.
I think you could actually hear through the studio, through the alleged soundproof wall.
Buzz
you could actually hear
pounding.
Bam!
Wow. Would you guys like to say hi to Travis, who's out here with us?
Sure.
Oh, hi, Travis.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Travis. Travis, why don't you do that show outside you were doing for us in the...
they want you to do the show that you did for them in the studio outside.
Travis is one of our sales guys.
They go, yes, I'm in the lab.
Oh my god. Guy just cracked our ass up. This guy Travis, a sales guy here. Must have just closed a big deal, you know.
He's having a happy Friday.
With I guess with Schlitz Malt Liquor probably is the account that he closed today.
You just said it, guys.
Water spit from Mike.
Anyway, he came in and he was doing the whole.
The whole thing with our opening song.
The whole
he was busting
place.
Our balls.
Don, I think it was really King Cobra.
Joe, what are you doing in here? Like, you're a part of the show.
I'm waiting for you to go to break. So
okay, but get away from the mic. You know, listen.
Hey, Joe.
Since when does the microphone have a goddamn sign that says open for anybody? It doesn't.
Joe's
hey,
family.
Joe.
Step away.
Hey, Joe.
How many open microphones do we have technically
too many.
Right now?
Hey, you know, and the guy who should be working is now. How is that one going, Buzz?
Hello. Yeah, I'm here faintly.
Hello, Buzz? Buzz?
And he's gone.
It fades in and out. How's it sound now, Don?
Okay, that sounds better. Really good now, Buzz. That's actually better.
Yeah.
That is better. Okay, we're set outside?
Yes, I believe we have the situation in hand. Let me come in and relieve Mr. Ardinger.
And okay. Joe?
But he can't speak to you right now, Tom.
Tell him he's got a Budweiser here.
Tell him he's got a Budweiser out there.
There's a Budweiser for you outside, Joe.
I don't drink Budweiser.
He doesn't drink Budweiser, Tom. You'll have to drink that yourself. Tom!
Yes.
Pay attention.
What do you drink, Joe?
He's not on the microphone
he's
right now.
He's not allowed to talk, Tom.
Okay.
Okay.
Joe, can I have your Budweiser?
That's John.
John.
Tom?
Yes?
Christ is king, isn't he?
No, it's a bunny rabbit today.
John, seriously,
I think... Down the bunny
Tom, stop
trail.
It, please. John, I think that will loosen you up. Go ahead and chug the Budweiser.
Okay.
Go ahead. Give him the Budweiser. See how fast you can. Yeah,
24 ounces. This is a lot of beer.
Oh, 24, even better.
Shoot. I'm going to get mine out, too.
That's a tall boy.
Now, what flavors is Tom? Tom is... all right, go ahead, John.
John's having a 24-ounce Budweiser tall boy.
He's doing a good job with it so far. Nothing like that first one of the day. But in John's case, it's probably his eighth.
It's a Schlitz malt liquor.
Oh, Tom, you might want to just have a sip of that.
No. Joe, drink it all as fast as you can.
He's driving.
Joe has been excused. He's out
there of here. Joe's out of here.
And John just finished. Are you almost done with it? Just about.
He's still just burping.
What a tenderfoot.
And he is a tenderfoot. Put the microphone down to burp.
What a tenderfoot.
A tenderfoot.
And he's really not even burping. He's just saying, like, you light?
You're a tenderfoot.
You're making him laugh.
You know
put
what
it
that is?
Nose.
That's a synonym for pussy.
Okay.
Well done.
It's the best Easter weekend ever.
Are you having a good time, Tom? Tom?
Tom's drinking.
Hey, Tom?
Yes?
Who's king? Who are we celebrating this weekend?
Easter.
Easter.
Christ is king, John. Tom?
This is a sound.
Christ
coming.
Is king.
Christ is king.
And what's Easter all about, Tom?
Yes, explain it, Tom.
Easter's about, you celebrate Easter with Jesus and Christ.
That's right.
Jesus and Christ.
He knows it.
Who do you like better, Jesus or Christ?
Here comes Peter.
Jesus.
Okay.
I like Christ better.
Christ is king.
Christ is king. What all happened to Jesus and Christ on Easter, Tom?
I don't know.
Remember he came out of the cave?
Yeah, he came out of the cave and
saw his shadow?
Yeah. All right. All right, Tom, we'll check back with you in a second. Tom's out front of the station, 10800 Main Street. He's out there. All kinds of people are coming by to get their Easter eggs, to kiss Tom's sweaty head. He's wearing his bunny suit. We'll have the pictures of this on our website later tonight.
Just look for the pink bunny drinking malt liquor.
And I defy you when you show up. You know, if he didn't have... Oh, bye, Tom. Bye-bye. You know.
He just put his empty can in his cart.
In his basket.
If he didn't have the suit on, between Tom and John out there, John is this guy that works in promotions,
right?
You could really say, which one of these guys is a window licker? And if you were just looking at him, we got a real 100%
sure.
Guaranteed window licker out here. Which one is it? I think it might be 50-50 at 50-50. This point.
50-50. Well, they both definitely are on the fast track to CBS management.
Cast your vote now.
I think John was just dancing. You dancing, John?
Oh, hold on. I turned that thing off.
He enjoyed his beer.
He had a tall boy.
I had one, too.
Yep.
John?
Yes, sir.
Did you enjoy that beer?
I did, a lot.
You know, something about 24 ounces chugging the whole thing is a very good move.
And I'll tell you, in spite of being a 185 pounds, I can't finish a six-pack, so this will do me okay.
Oh, good, good. Well, Rob said you're a tenderfoot. This should be a tenderfoot.
I can hear the difference.
And incidentally, Rob will explain later what tenderfoot means. Believe me, it'll be back in Mr. Spiewak's office.
Let's go back 100 years and look into that word.
And what about you, Tom? How did that beer make you feel?
It made me feel good. It made me feel fine good. I'm out here like a happy Easter bunny.
Did you drink the whole thing, Tom?
Yes, I did.
That's going to kill some brain cells.
What was the best thing about that beer you drank?
And I think what's his name might know what it is.
He's mentally retarded.
Watch it.
I think it's the hops.
Here comes Peter Cottontail.
Hopping down the bunny trail.
Make it very funny, Tom.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Okay, we got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Can I help you, boy?
You got any white bread?
Yes.
I'll have some toasted white bread, please.
You want butter or jam on that toast, honey?
No, ma'am. Dry. Got any fried chicken?
Best damn chicken in the States.
Bring me 4 fried chickens and a Coke.
You want chicken wings or chicken legs?
4 fried chickens and a Coke. And some dry white toast, please.
You all want anything to drink with that?
No, ma'am. A Coke.
Be up in a minute.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. Damn right.
This is Blues Brothers, Ghostbuster, and Conehead. Dan Aykroyd. And you know what?
What?
None of us ever listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Miller.
All right, Dan.
You'll love them just like a retarded cat.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
He's mentally retarded.
That's the cat,
right?
Oh, yeah, the state of radio. I was in the car this morning listening to just about every available option, at least in morning radio.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And without a doubt, I don't know, either we are totally on the wrong side of what's happening in radio now,
okay,
or everybody else has just got their head up their butt and they're going to figure it out. Because every show that I listen to, first off, I know that mornings is different than afternoons,
yes,
but every show that I listen to, all of the DJs, all of the morning DJs, obviously they don't want to be like morning zoo guys.
Right.
They all want to be cool. But they're all just too cool for the room.
Mm.
Nobody's got any real energy. There's a lot of, when you come out of a commercial, what I heard on virtually every station would be something like, he's crazy, he's nuts, FBFBA,
D1-855.
All right, hey, good morning. How you doing? Yeah, let's take some calls. Yeah. What's happening? Because, you see, when you're coming out of a commercial set, I'm an old school radio guy.
Mm-hmm.
I play songs that I think people will recognize.
Right.
Not that people don't recognize this I almost said the S word, this S.
Right.
You know, that I'm uh-huh. hearing coming out. Anyway, boy, oh boy.
It's music designed to say I'm edgy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and all, without fail, all of the morning shows that I listen to, and I listen to, because we are close enough, Washington, Baltimore are close enough, they're not sister cities.
No.
It's not like Minneapolis and
right.
St. Paul and or even Dallas and Fort Worth. There's
right.
there's a good hour between the cities.
Mm-hmm.
But where I live, you can get the signals for both TV
right.
and radio stations
mm-hmm.
for both cities.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in my car listening to just about everything. It's like, God, whatever happened to the thought that you're just going to come on and do a show and be yourself
mm-hmm.
and not pretend to be the coolest MF-er in the room and have every goddamn element be... You know, and then I think of a douche like Michael Hughes, and he's like the reason that radio is the way that it is.
Ah.
It's guys like that that say, you know what? The days of like, and I'm sure they use us as an example.
Of course they do.
The days of Don and Mike are over. You know, you hear that stuff they do. No, listen, this is the MTV generation we're talking to now.
Right.
So when you come back from commercials, I want you to have like 8,000 clips of, and the stuff that's played, because we play 8,000 clips.
Oh, yeah.
And you could certainly argue that our clips are repetitive. I guess the feeling that I get is that what we're doing is a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
And all these other guys are trying to be Sin City. It's like, really, we're like a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
I'm proud of that.
All the other guys are trying to be like the Frank Miller movie, Sin City. You know,
right.
they're trying to be absolutely cooler than the effing room.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, and I'm, I mean, all the stations, they were all,
they're all the same. I'm going to sound like a tremendous old fart for saying this. I really don't care. Whatever happened to... God, I'm going to sound like such a fart. I'm not advocating that you do this literally. And we used to have this complaint with Opie and Anthony all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Act your age. I mean, now, on one hand, we don't act our age. We act like we're about 15 years old.
Yeah, but there's a difference.
But
someone would see us at a cocktail party, and they would agree that we're laughing at the same things. I mean, that's the fact. Right?
We're not putting on an act like just about every morning disc jockey that I had the opportunity to listen to today is putting on. I know a lot of these guys are in their late 30s to early 40s, and they're all, just so full of crap. Like, hey, man, that's so cool. I was online doing that, man. I was blown out of my skull having this new fusion drink, man. Has anybody had that fusion drink? Only the best, man. Okay, let's talk about the fusion drink. Fusion drink. Let's go to the phone.
Hey, man, I just want to say you guys, you kick so much ass. Thank you for the call. Fusion drink.
Me like an old idiot. You know what I'm saying? And I know I sound like an absolute moron. Does anybody have a clock? I listen to all these morning shows. And there are local shows, not national shows.
Right.
Nobody says what time it is.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody says what station they're on.
Right.
Nobody says what the weather's going to be. Not that that matters, a hill of beans.
I've got a relatable that's similar to that.
It's all imaging, and it's all crap. It's all garbage. Makes me ashamed to be in the radio business now. And I know that they use our show as an example of what not to do.
Right? Hey, here's what's cool, man. You know, I had to make water at about 4:30 in the morning. There you go.
That'd be an example.
Yeah, drank too much before I went to bed, and I woke up like 4:30.
Party on, dude.
Man, I just, some might say that's really not cool at all. That's an old thing.
I don't know.
It's going to happen more and more as you...
Just I was driving around...
Approach your 50s.
saying to virtually anybody, playing make me laugh. Really. I was going button to button.
Uh-huh.
And granted, I'll give you that. You might be listening to say, hey, you know what, you fat douchebag? I listen to you. Imagine somebody talking to me, double that.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to you, fat douchebags. You're not funny. Well, that's okay. That's your opinion. I think we're side-splitting. I think what we do is great radio. What I'm hearing is not great radio. What I'm hearing, and this is why our business is going teats up, what I'm hearing is homogenized, the conglomerate, do whatever the safe thing is. You know what? Hey, they got some killer beds at the station in New York. Bring those killer beds in. Bring those killer talk beds in. That's what's going to make the show edgy and unique. Edgy. Listen, if I want edgy, I'll open the friggin' door and talk to any goddamn MF-er walking down the street. That's edgy.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody get my point here?
I do.
I sound old.
You want to be entertained when you turn on the radio and then morning radio.
You sound old. We're not young. We're not.
No.
That's the fact. We are younger than a lot of people that are on the radio. We are older than a lot of people that are on the radio. And you mentioned when O&A were here, we hated it with a deep passion because it was phony. It was not real. And so many people are doing exactly what you said. They're trying so
hard. That's all I heard.
Hard.
That's all I heard.
To just, my God, like, if you sound your age, you're screwed. That is almost like the prime directive.
You've got guys that are on, really, I heard this morning, we are doing a crazy edgy show, man. We're going to be talking about strippers, and we're going to be talking about, girls and their wet spots. So I'm going to tell you, but we might get fired for this, man.
Ooh.
I mean, this is the type of the stuff the FCC comes out. And you know what I say? I say, FCC, bring it on, baby. Crazy in the morning.
Posturing.
Yeah, he's nuts. He's crazy. Music clip here. Music clip. Movie clip. Movie clip. Music hit. Music hit. God damn. Shut the frig up. Right. Maybe turn on Jack Diamond.
Oh, wow.
No wonder you're upset.
Now stop. I hope you didn't stay with that very long.
You know what that was, Mike?
Yes.
Best available alternative.
Oh, my God.
At least, at least when I was in the car today.
Right.
For the 30 minutes that I had to commute each way.
That particular time.
You know, and he's full of crap. He's a phony. But at least he's my kind of phony. Because he's not a phony like the other guys are.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
He's old school phony.
Uh-huh. Well, no, you're talking about he has, when you say old school, there are elements that, because he is old school, that he will put it in there. That's it, but that's it. That's as far as I go.
The thing with Harvey is his whole thing. Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so nice. We've got a lovely lady from the bakery here. She's just brought in some fresh muffins. Are these pistachio nuts? These are fantastic. Thanks so much. It's 8:17. But you wanted to hear that element. That's it.
And then
how do you, when you hear it, do you want 8:17, 17 minutes after 8 o'clock?
I'd say go all the way with it.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be somewhere by 8:30. You got 13 minutes to go. You got to be somewhere at 9 o'clock. You got 43 minutes to go.
People want to know.
I'm here with traffic coming around. I'll be, oh, God, check out those heavy thunder booms coming through this afternoon. I mean, come on. Do that crap. No wonder you guys are all getting your asses kicked. All of yous. Absolutely all of yous. Okay, pep talk over about the status of morning radio.
You're right.
That's all. And, you know, I know that they use us, even around here in this company, I know they use us as the example of dinosaurs,
uh-huh.
What not to do.
Of course.
Okay, Don and Mike are there, but, yeah, they get numbers because they've been there forever. Uh-huh. You know, don't really do what they do.
No.
Don't listen to them and do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Stick with what we tell you. Mm-hmm. What you want to do is you want to be edgy, you want to be in people's faces, you want to sound cooler than you possibly are, and whatever you do, for God's sakes, never let your guard down for a moment and talk honestly and openly about it.
Yeah, but when you really think about it, how edgy are they being? Because you really don't hear, you know what they don't hear them do? We have been, I think one of the reasons we've been successful over the years is our true, deep-seated hatred of management that we have conveyed to you. And you have been able to relate to that because you perhaps have a deep-seated hatred for your supervisor. Mm-hmm. You don't hear a lot of that on these quote-unquote edgy shows.
Right.
You really don't.
And anyway, when you do, it's fake. So.
Anyway, that was...
Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We just got to wrap it up. I ate up too much time there with that. We've still got Tom outside. And I just want to tell you about the car wash. I can give this to you in like 90 seconds. I've had a hell of a day, busy as hell like everybody, but I think, you know what, I got 15 minutes, go to the car wash, just get the outside done, they won't dick around with the inside like vacuuming or anything,
mm-hmm.
Perfect. Paid the lady the $12, I'm waiting in line, they do the thing, put the car in neutral, fine, they're doing the big spray with the monster stuff. As I am just entering the cone of cleanliness, the whole thing, the mechanism shuts down.
Ooh.
And I think, oh, God. You know, this is my nightmare. The thing's broken.
Right.
And the next thing you know, and literally, there's foam.
The next thing you know, you were surrounded by men in ski masks.
Yes. There's foam all around the car. There's foam coming down the windows because they started to spray the soap on the car. That's how far into this car wash I am. And I hear this. And look, it's one of the car wash guys. He's at my window. They've stopped the car wash.
Huh.
So I go, okay, I push the thing, window comes down a little bit, a little of the soap comes in the car.
Right.
I go, what's going on? He says, your gas. That's all he says, your gas. And I said,
what does that mean?
Huh. Okay, I'm going to give you the abbreviated version.
Okay.
I spent, and anybody that was at this car wash on Route 7 today, I'm the dick in the silver car that made you all late. But it's not really my fault.
Right.
Because he said, the gas. And I said, what about the gas? And he said, back it up. And I said, what? I have gas in the car. The car's not even running. The car's in neutral. The gas. So at this point, I open the door. And when I open the door, because I'm going to get out of the car,
uh-huh.
I realize when I open the door, I see the tracks, like that the car is on. This is how deep inside the car wash I am.
Right.
I can't get out of the car.
Right.
And I say, he says, no can go, gas. I'm like, what? And then finally I see the guy on the back of my car. And what they're trying to tell me is that the door to the gas. Is open.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
The door to the gas cap door.
To the gas cap.
Oh, you mean your gas cap?
Yeah, on my car. The door is open.
Uh-huh.
And I said, just shut it.
Yeah.
He says, no, look, he's broke. I said, now I'm just sitting in the passenger seat.
Did you want to fill it up? Did you left it open? Or?
No, not at all. I was sitting in the driver's seat,
uh-huh.
And I'm looking through the rearview mirror by the passenger seat, uh-huh. And I'm seeing them back there. And on my car, here's how the gas cap works. You screw it on, and you just close the little door.
Right.
It doesn't latch. It doesn't do anything. Mm-hmm. You just close it.
Doesn't lock anymore.
It doesn't
like some
lock.
Of them, they're going away from that now.
It doesn't lock.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is I'm trying to, I see him back there, and he's going like this on. The door is open. The little gas door is open.
Right, right.
And I'm saying to him, just push it softly. That's how it closes. And he's going like this. Boom! And the thing is going and popping back open.
Yeah. Because the way you open it is you push it in first.
Correct.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
So easy to explain,
yeah.
So hard to explain, because these MFers don't speak American. So here's what they tell me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because now I can see that the gas door is open, the
right.
Door to the gas tank is open.
And even if the gas door is open, if your tank cover's like screwed on.
The guy came over and, again, not in English, but had the thing saying that you can't get your car washed. It was a piece of paper thing saying that if there's anything loose on your car,
uh-huh.
that they're not responsible.
Right.
So then he says to me, back it up. Like, you are effing me. The car is half covered with this soap. I think at this point they may have broken the little door to the gas tank.
Could be.
I said, back it up? He goes, yeah, back it up. He goes, come on, back. I start to back it up, and I hear what sounds like the undercarriage of my car
mm-hmm.
being torn up. Because, you know, you don't really think about what the mechanism is that pulls your car along in one of these car washes.
Right.
So I'm backing up. And
well,
like,
you see it. You see it. It's sort of that little orange ball. You know, it's that orange wheel that comes mm-hmm. out of the bowels of the ground.
As soon as I start backing the car up, I hear almost like the sounds I'm hearing on these morning shows, right? And I stop the car and I go, you know, that doesn't sound good. And meanwhile, behind me, I can see the line of cars, you know, wondering, what is this dick doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this guy who's like, because I know they can see my backup lights are coming on, and then I'm coming out of this cave. So finally, I get the car out, and it makes all kinds of sounds, like I've ripped up the underneath of the car. That's all fine. I get out of the car. Now I'm outside. The car's covered with soap.
Mm-hmm.
I got soap on me. I come out to the back of the car. There's like seven other cars waiting in line, wondering what's going on. I go back there and I go, what's the problem? And the guy says, the gas. And he gives me the form saying, we can't, you know, we're not responsible. I said, what is the problem? And I shut the door and I went, watch. And I pushed my finger on. I said, see, it's shut.
Closed.
And the guy said, no. And he went like this, cool.
What?
And the thing popped back open again. And
sure.
I said, friend, I just closed it. He said, that not close.
That oh, my God.
His exact words, I don't know if it's Filipino or what, but it was like a Chinese thing. That not closed. He said, and I said, no, that is closed.
Mm-hmm.
That's how this car works.
Yeah.
That is closed. He said, hold, please.
Oh, my God.
So now I've got to wait for a manager to come out. This is today, 1:30 p.m.
Well, how had it opened in the first place?
Here's
somebody leaned against it or something?
No. I'm not explaining this correctly. It was never open. Do you get what I'm saying? When he walked by, because when it's in its closed position,
right.
It doesn't have a lock on it.
Right.
When it's in its closed position, it's maybe an eighth of an inch off.
There's a gap.
Yeah, off the car. That's the way the car is built.
Mm-hmm. So it was never open.
It was never open.
He thought it was broken.
Yes, and I'm trying to explain
so
to him.
He misinterpreted being open.
Yes, and I'm trying to explain to him, even though it looks to you like it's open just a fraction of an inch, it's not really open.
Right.
That's the way it works. And the guy keeps saying to me, lock broke. No car, no move back. So now I'm waiting for the guy to come out, the manager to come out, finally somebody who speaks American. So in the meantime, here's what they've done. This band of world travelers has gone and gotten electrical tape and duct tape.
Oh, my God.
And when I'm standing away, looking at the cars that are giving me dirty looks, waiting for the manager, I turn around and I see what they have done is they've taken duct tape and electrical tape and put it all over the side of the car.
Oh.
All over the, I mean, they've completely covered the gas cap now.
Because they think that somehow the water is going to get in the compartment.
So the guy comes around the corner, the manager, says, how can I help you? And I said, there seems to be a problem with the language here about exactly if my gas cap is open or not. I said, and as you can see, I turned around, and I swear to God, I said, and as you can see, I went,
mother effer. And I said the word.
Yeah.
I said, mother effer, what did you do to my car? And they said, it can go through now.
Oh,
it can go through now.
Because that's what everybody should do is tape up their gas tank when they're going
and I mean,
through the
they
car
taped
wash.
It, they taped it up like... Like yeah. Tom, like okay, like Tom would be there.
Did they? And when you took it off, did the paint peel off?
What I did, I walked over to the car and I said, "This stuff is coming off right now."
Yeah,
and they said, "No, no, no, it cannot go through." Meanwhile, the manager is coming over and he starts going, "Bum bum 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 bum."
Did you ever get to put your car through again?
Yes, I did. And what he's saying to them is, "Bum bum 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 bum," and they're going, "Bum bum," and he comes to me and he says, "Excuse me, would you mind if we looked in the owner's manual?" Now, this is the guy from the car wash
holding up the line now, even more.
And I said, "You're kidding me." And he said, "We'll be glad to give you a free car wash." He said, "I just would like to educate these guys." Yeah, I'm thinking about it. This is like learn while you freaking earn.
Oh, my God.
So I say, no problem. I mean, look at the customers that are mad. Yeah. Sure, here's the book. So we get the book out. And now the manager for the car wash has got the book, and he's in the back by the table of contents.
Uh-huh.
And he says, "Let me see. Will this be under gas for gas?" What are you doing? So he finds the diagram where it shows that all you do is just apply just like the tiniest bit of pressure and that it does close. And he goes and he shows them the picture. Okay? And then, and they take the tape off the car.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes over and he says, "I'm going to refund your price. And you're going to get a free car wash now. When you go through, we'll refund the price."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "What was the point of all of that?" I said, "I appreciate it.
What the hell was the deal?"
Here's what he said. He said, "It's a learning experience." He said, "Now they're going to know whenever someone comes through with this model car, they're going to know that the gas cap is not faulty and that the little door is not faulty." He says, "We have this problem all the time." Which
so they saw it, somebody touched it, it popped open, then they started touching it harder, and it never closed.
No, it did close. It didn't close tight enough for them.
Unbelievable.
And he said to me, "We have problems all the time with people with the big wipers on the back of the SUV on the back window."
Yeah, I see. Sometimes they put those little condoms on there. Right.
Well, yeah. Like they put a condom and then they put duct tape on that.
Right.
He said, "We have people come through with the doors that are open." He said, "And I just wanted to show them that in the manual in your car." And I said, "Wouldn't your word be good enough? Couldn't you just tell them?" Meanwhile,
now when you go through this time, make sure you leave the sunroof open.
You know, the problem is the language.
Big problem.
And again, this is the problem, because if they would have just listened to me, I said to them when I was still sitting inside the car before I had to back it up and everything else, as I was looking in the rearview mirror on the passenger side, I said, "It's closed. I'm telling you, it's closed."
Right.
No.
Didn't work.
No.
But at least
no.
You got a free car wash out of it. Back in your time and trouble.
Hooray. Hooray for me.
And have a happy Easter weekend.
The tape residue, did that all come off okay? I'd be very upset about that on my paint.
It came off right away because as soon as I turned around and I said, MF-er, I went over and said, "Take that off the car right now."
Yeah.
You know,
you're lucky. Usually they use twine.
Jesus Christ. I apologize to anybody that was in line because I know that if I was in line, it would be reversed. I'd be talking right now about the big fat idiot that was in the car wash and then backed up. Because somehow I got the feeling that everybody in line thought it was me. I was one of those guys. Like, for instance, you ever been to a car wash? I hate guys like this. I hate this. I hate it. I hate it. You're at a car wash. It's crowded. You get done. You get out of your car. And you got to call the guy over. Like there's a spot or two that's not quite perfect.
Right.
And, like, you stand there like he's your slave. And you go, excuse me, but, you know, right here on the rim, there's just, can you just get this spot?
Now, old people like to do that.
This is what I imagine I must have looked like. Because all the people behind me know is that the car wash stopped. Some dick backed his car out.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had like a Mexican fire drill at the back end of my car.
We are very sorry for all of your inconvenience. We will give you a free car wash, and we will give you several brand new greeting cards.
And then we look at the manual for my book.
That's crazy.
We're looking at the manual for the book so that these
people, these rally people, who had a good time downtown last week, that, so that they will understand the next time somebody comes through with my model of car that the gas thing is really not closed. Oh,
I rented a lesser model of your car when I was on vacation, and I'm not justifying what happened here, but because most cars, up until that kind of car you have the little button on the inside that you would press to open it.
Right.
And the first time I had to fill up, I swear to God, I spent 15 to 20 minutes
trying to open it,
combing through, and I can say it's like a caddy, right?
Yeah.
And combing through, looking like, because in the olden days, it's been anywhere from the glove compartment,
right.
Then they put it down by the seat, and then for the old people, they had it right up on the dashboard,
mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there for 20 minutes going, where is the effing hatch for the thing? And then I realized, after Carla said it to me, she said, well, it probably doesn't even have a lock. I said,
right,
it doesn't have a lock.
Correct.
I went over, this is a true story, I went over and pushed the right-hand side of it, like it would flip open.
Right.
It doesn't do that.
Uh-huh.
If you press that, it's not opening.
I know you got to push the left-hand side.
Looked for another few minutes. This was a long press. Now, we'd had a night before. We'd had a late night, so I wasn't really, my brain was just mush. I said that at one point. I said, my brain is mush. And then when she said, why don't you go back and just check it one more time? And this time I went over, and I did do, because at least some cars have the little spring attachment.
Correct.
Where you press it in, and then voila. So I'm not justifying what those people went through, but it seems to me that it's just a little weird thing. You know, I like the old caddies where you press the button and then there's a lock.
Yeah.
And what are we going to do when gas prices are $4 a gallon? People are going to be, you know, sucking gas out of your tank all the time.
Duct tape. That's my recommendation.
Duct tape. Duct tape and electrical tape.
Oh, God.
And I know everybody in line.
Jesus, you mean the black electrical tape?
Yes. What they did was they took the thin black electrical tape and they made a big X over both sides, and then they took just regular black duct tape and covered
Wrong.
That up.
Never do that on a car. Nipples, yes. Car, no. Put it over your nipples. You know, it's a wonderful impromptu pasty.
That's all. Just what a pisser. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Hello. Don, you should have been. Hello, Don?
Yes, Don and Mike. Hello.
Don, you should have introduced yourself. That was probably the husbands of the gypsies that cleaned your house.
Oh, don't even get, you know, another day I'll tell
you. She just said, me, Mr. Don.
Another day.
Bye.
Another day we'll have to have a discussion about the gypsies and why the word no is not an international word.
Yeah.
Why, if you have something and you put 8,000 post-it notes on it saying no, 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 why do they still do it?
Well, 'cause no can be misinterpreted. You know, no can be, because it's the second word. It's not the first. It's like, no touch. You don't have to worry about translating no.
Mike,
you have to translate touch.
No touch was on the post-it notes that were on the side.
Mm.
On the middle of this, okay.
You know, and if we all get crazy around here with all of this, the way we're all talking right now,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you that eventually it's going to be no trabajo. Okay? No trabajo, and that means no work.
No,
and then we're all screwed.
Because
we're going to have to go back to do everything we used to do anyway.
Well, I will have to tell you about the gypsies at my house some other time. And just the notes and the TV. And
I love when you say gypsies. That just conjures up so many wonderful things, like wonderful bangly earrings with floral patterned skirts down to the floor.
Big scraggly noses.
Driving up in a wooden wagon like Dorothy visited in The Wizard of Oz.
They've got the monkey who's got the tambourine
just
there.
Delightful stuff.
And they get their laundry going in the backyard. They get the lines. They hang
and when it's
the...
done, right, when all the work's done for the day, it's time for dancing. And a lot of spinning with the dancing.
You know, it's like, Mike, it's like Carnival. That's exactly what it is.
What it's like.
You know, they have cockfights.
Life is good.
Fantastic.
And wonderful food.
Okay, you know what we should do? We should probably break here, come back, and go outside and do one final get-together with Tom Gavin, who is, I think, still out there. Tom?
Hello?
Hello. Tom, I'm sorry we've ignored you for nearly 20 minutes. How's everything going out there, Free Money Bunny?
I got a lot of honking there. Here.
A lot of honks? Are you getting any more kisses on your forehead?
Not now.
Well, Tom, you have to say, come on now, people. I want to get kisses on my forehead.
Come on, people.
floor, people. I need some kisses on my forehead.
All right, that's Tom Gavin. When we come back, we'll spend the better part of a break talking with Tom, who's wearing a bunny suit outside the radio station. If you come by and you kiss him on the forehead.
If anybody's out there listening.
That's one of the Easter eggs that has cash money inside.
Very good.
Ain't that right, Tom?
Yes, that's right.
That's right.
And what kind of people do you want to come down and kiss your forehead, Tom?
Girls.
Lots of girls. What kind of girls? He wants well-endowed women.
Big breasts.
Big breasts.
That's right.
That's right. And Tom?
Hello.
Tom, who's king?
Me.
No, no. Who's king this weekend?
Jesus.
Very good.
What about Christ?
Yeah, Christ is Jesus and it's Easter.
Okay, who do you like better? We asked you this before and you have to select one guy you like best. Do you like Jesus better or do you like his friend Christ better?
I like his Christ better.
Why do you like Christ better than Jesus? Christ is a nice guy.
Because he's better than Jesus.
Very good. Christ better than you.
You
join us tomorrow for another edition of Theology Today.
All right, Tom, we'll be right back. Okay. We're going to devote the next segment to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, see you outside in a second.
Thank you.
Bye, Tom.
Hey!
He's wrong. It's a pity we had to edit that out. Tom made a special request for certain women to come down and visit him.
Big tease.
it's sunshine out here. It's sunshine.
What?
What, Tom?
It's sunshine down here, guys. It's not even raining.
It's not raining.
Sunshine
Thank
out here,
God.
Guys.
He might be
Thank
getting
God
tired.
It's Friday.
He's mentally retarded.
Watch it.
And how is that beer, Tom?
Good.
Maybe that's it.
He might be sleepy.
Yeah, you see, are you feeling sleepy, Tom?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you in a second, Tommy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tom, take us a break, please, Easter Bunny.
Hey, Don and Mike, get a break.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
Your show, your way. The Don and Mike Show.
Let me see. What do you need to know before we go to Tom? The story about Paula Abdul getting roughed up at a bar. I know you heard this. Was that the Paula Abdul story this week?
Seems like every week she's got something going on.
And she got roughed up at a bar.
Start of the week.
Well, no, they found out now. They went to the club
because
they called the cops. Because Paula Abdul alleged that... remember the story was that a manager, an ex-manager, grabbed her by the arm and
threw her down, right?
And threw her down, and that she was thinking about filing charges. And anyway, the cops looked into the matter, and they also interviewed the agent. Remember his name, Jim Leftkovitz.
Hello, Paula. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Hello. Anyway, they talked to him, and then they went to the club. The cops went to the club where this allegedly happened.
They were a little worried about the club.
Jackie might worry about the club.
Don't worry about it.
It's an old Larry King line.
Breeze.
Some breezes get promoted up to hurricanes. Life is a breeze.
Cooperstown. Cooperstown, New York.
They're just black.
Anyway, they about the Paula Abdul thing.
Yeah.
They go to the club,
uh-huh.
And they talk to everybody in the club.
They talk
to the bouncers. They talk to patrons. They talk to waitresses, waiters. You got everybody there. And here is the consensus.
Yes.
She's full of crap.
Wow.
She was drunk. She was sloppy drunk.
Oh, boy.
She was vomiting in the ladies' room. And the club asked her to leave because she was an embarrassment.
Hello!
There you go.
Now that's the bottom of it.
That's the Paula Abdul story. And then I was on some website today that just pissed me off about Tom Hanks, who's already the most pretentious... son of a bitch, and still has the gayest haircut for whatever his new movie is.
The Da Vinci Code.
That's it. So, I was on some related site about Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks, what movies does he like? What are his favorite movies?
Uh-huh.
Not only that, though, what are his favorite movies that he was not involved in?
Ah.
That he thinks... he would have been good in.
How many of them are going to be Spielberg movies?
None of them, and I think you're going to be surprised.
Okay, good. Good, I want to be surprised.
Yeah. 2001, A Space Odyssey. Thinks he would have been great as the astronaut.
There's an age issue, isn't there?
Yeah,
there,
I mean, he was like a little four.
He would have been a
little
too young.
These are all over the place.
Okay, but I mean, these are movies he'd want to be in.
Right.
The number two movie, Elephant. I had never heard of this. I had to call Rob. What is Elephant?
It's a fairly recent movie about a kids in high school, and there's a shooting incident, not unlike Columbine.
Okay.
He would like to be a teacher in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have The Godfather.
Oh, come on.
Right. Am I making this up?
No.
As a valet?
He thinks he could have been one of the guys.
He could have only been one guy. He could have only played one role. He could have only played the Robert Duvall role.
He could not play any role in The Godfather.
No, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, really, he ain't Italian.
He could play the Diane Keaton part.
Instead,
he could do that.
The quote from Tom Hanks was,
he could play Tom Hayden.
One of the guys. And they said, can you pick a particular character? And he said, one of the tough guys.
Okay.
Fargo. He would like the William H. Macy role in Fargo. He thinks he would have been good in that. And here's the one that's going to throw you for a loop.
Okay.
He really thinks he would have been good in the Marky Mark role in Boogie Nights. He wanted to be Dirk Diggler.
Dirk Diggler! And wear the prosthetic.
Okay.
He just wanted to wear the prosthetic.
That's right. What a swinging dick. Absolutely. These are my favorite movies, but these are my favorite movies that I think I would have been good in.
You know where he completely finished me off as far as losing me forever was when he was doing that little impromptu explanation of how to do your acceptance speeches at the Oscars.
Yes. Amen.
You got to be so in like me. It's incredible.
Amen to that, Mike. Whoa, hey.
Here comes Peter.
It's time one more time
hopping
to go outside for the final time during today's show. We do have the Friday visit coming up and a bunch of other stuff to get through.
Looks like the Lonely Bunny has a visitor.
Let's go back to Tommy.
Hey, hello.
Tom Gavin is outside our studios today wearing his bunny suit, courtesy of Masters Costumes. Tom, what's happening out there?
Nothing.
Well, now, don't you have people surrounding you?
No, just one person.
Well, this one person came by. Did he come by to get an egg?
Hey, did you come by to get an egg? I sure did.
Do you tell him what he has to do to get an egg, Tom?
You got to kiss me.
Oh, no, kiss your forehead.
Kiss my forehead.
Just a buck?
Yep.
All right.
Oh, let's see. Let's see. The guy's going to kiss Tom.
Deeply with tongue. Yes, with feeling.
Right,
kiss
Tom,
that thing.
Tom's reaching into his E. coli bag to get out an egg for this patron. Now, do they all have just a buck in them, Robert? Don't some of them have a little more? Some of them have a lot more money.
Some have a lot more. And some of them, don't some of them have dollar bills that you ripped in half?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah. What an evil little trick. Brilliant.
That would require people making friends with the other half.
Tom?
Yes.
Tom,
yes.
I've got a question for you.
Hey, hold on, Mike. I must interrupt you
just
a second. Hey.
Go ahead, Mike.
Can you go outside, Jessica?
Go ahead,
Mike. Jessica's got to go outside.
Has Tom met Jessica Rabbit yet?
Only in his dreams.
Oh, good.
Speaking of TFing.
She should sit on the bunny's lap and tell him what she wants for Easter.
Now, you know, Jessica's a very nice girl that works here at the station. We call her all the time with the wacky tapes.
Yeah. And has she ever had the pleasure of meeting Tom?
Nope. And, Mike, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, but it's worth it for this meeting.
As you were talking, I saw her out of the corner of my eye in the hallway.
Did she appear to be fascinated?
Yes, like a car wreck.
All right, she's coming out now.
Taking her time.
Hey, Tom?
Yes?
You see this lovely lady walking up to you?
Yes.
This is Jessica.
Ask her, Tom, ask her to say, Jessica, sit on my lap and make an Easter wish.
Hey, Jessica?
Louder, Tom, so she can hear you.
Jessica, can you sit on my lap and make an Easter
wish? You're scaring her now.
I can't.
Why not?
I can't
do it.
Ask her if she would like to kiss you on the forehead.
Not interested.
Jessica, you'd like to kiss me on the forehead?
I don't want any eggs.
Ask her what she wants for Easter, Tom.
What do you want for Easter?
Nothing.
Tom, tell her that rabbits are good at multiplying.
Rabbits are good for multiplying.
Hey, Tom.
You rubber rabbit.
Hey, Tom.
Good luck.
Tom, this is Don talking to you now.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Jessica cannot hear us. Tom?
Yes?
Would you like to TF her?
Yes, I will.
Now, would you like to? Why don't you ask her if she'd like to TF?
Do you like a TF?
What?
Hey, I'm going to F her.
She's like the Kelly Pickler of this show, of this station. Jessica really is.
Hey, Tom?
Yes?
Tell her you like parrots.
I like parrots.
What?
She used to train parrots.
Hello?
Tell her you like parrots. She used to train parrots.
Did you train parrots? Yes, I did.
Ask her to tell you about it.
Hey, tell me about the parrots.
They're great.
Oh,
you
dear.
Have a visitor.
Hey, Tom.
Oh, sure.
Tom,
you're
Tom,
first.
Hold on, Tom.
Yes?
Hey, Tom, tell her you've been to her MySpace page.
I've been to your MySpace page.
Ask her if you can be one of her friends on MySpace.
Have you one of your friends on a MySpace
nope.
page?
No.
You know
why? Now why?
You know why? I've got a MySpace page.
Oh dear,
oh my,
of course
okay.
you do.
Oh,
outer space. Why won't you be on his My? Why won't you be a friend on his MySpace page?
Because I don't want to.
Nicely done, John.
Hey Tom.
Yes.
Tell her MySpace is for losers.
MySpace is for losers.
It's okay.
Hey, can I be on your friend's MySpace?
Because oh, Tom, you just said it's for losers.
Hey, Tom, tell her, ask her, how about just a hug?
How about just a hug?
What?
How about a hug? You get a hug if you get an Easter
okay,
egg.
Just a hug.
Just a hug.
Just good. A hug. Thank you,
good.
Jessica.
I want an egg.
Very nice.
You
okay, don't have to have an
you
egg.
Want one with the, you want some with jelly beans in it? I got them here right here.
No, I don't
oh,
want
Oh, Tom, did you fill your eggs with jelly beans?
Yes, I did.
You brought your own eggs. That's great, Tom. Ask her for a hug again.
You want a hug, Jessica?
No,
she changed
oh,
her mind.
No.
Said, come on.
Tell her Easter Bunny.
Tell her that she promised
right.
to give you a hug.
A hug.
Just a hug.
Hey! How you doing out there?
Tom's
come
distracted.
Over here and give me a hug.
He's distracted again.
Hey, come over here and give me a hug.
Tom, you're supposed to be asking Jessica.
Not the people in the cars.
Not people in the cars across Main Street.
See how harmless he is?
Thumbs up.
There he goes.
Shooting a nice thumbs
Pete's
up.
Pete's up.
Hey, Tom.
Yes?
Why don't you scream Happy Easter, everybody?
Happy Easter, everyone! It's Friday!
All right, now say, Jessica, it's time. Give me a hug.
Hey, Jessica, it's time to give me a hug.
Come on.
All right.
Tar, please.
Yes. Okay, here she
just
goes.
A light
boy,
hug.
Boy, she's terrified.
Yeah, and why not?
She's terrified.
Look at her.
Look at him. He's excited.
You can touch him.
He's mentally retarded.
Watch it.
No, I'm not. Give
come
me
on.
I've been warned already.
Why?
I've been
hugging from behind.
Who's warned you?
Wait, Tom.
You?
Tom, you have another visitor.
Warn me.
You have another visitor, Tom. John, bring the microphone over to the other side. We'll get back to Jessica.
Who's the guy that doesn't work here?
What's your name?
Mike.
Mike, you know the rules. You got to give Tom a kiss and you're going to get an egg.
Oh, now, Tom, scream at Jessica. Come back.
Jessica, come back. You're not getting out of this.
You're not
listen to John. You know what this is like? This is the beer talking with John.
Yeah.
Remember last time we were out there, he didn't say a word.
Yeah.
Now he's taking charge of the situation.
Yeah.
All right, you're giving
Tom
a hug.
Jelly beans.
You're giving a kiss.
You're getting a hug. You're getting a kiss.
Tom?
Yes?
Say to Jessica, I want my hug, pretty baby.
I want my hug, pretty baby.
Are we doing it all at the same time?
No, just give him
a three-way.
Group
three-way.
Just give him a hug, for God's sakes, please.
Just give him a hug. Go give him a hug.
Please.
Just do it. It's okay.
Quick.
Come on.
All
right, put your arms out. Put your arms out, Tom. Give her a hug. Come on.
Come on.
Come on. There we go. There. And yeah.
Oh,
what
hey,
a...
Hey, Tom.
Oh.
Did you complete?
What?
Did you complete?
No.
Oh, you did not. Do you know what I meant?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell Jessica she's a good sport.
You're a good sport, Jessica.
Can I go back to work?
Yes, sir, yes.
No,
yes.
You cannot go back
yes,
to work.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can go back to work.
Hopping down.
The barn.
Hey, Tom.
Yes.
Ask her if she wants to smell your hair.
You want to smell my hair?
No.
I don't have no hair.
Good girl.
Your beard either.
You know what? I don't have no hair.
Yeah.
What about down there, Tom?
Watch it.
Well, no. Do you have pubic hair?
No, I don't.
He's mentally retarded.
Watch it.
Good for you, Tom.
Tom, yes.
Well, which is
it? Down, you know where, the private part.
The private part.
That's right, your pubes.
Porn star.
All right, let's talk to the other guy. Let's talk to the other guy who wants to kiss Tom on the forehead.
Yeah, here to kiss Tom?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Hey, ask him his name, please, Johnny.
What's your name again?
Mike.
This is Mike.
Mike the Tard.
Okay. All right, let's get some good Tard on Tard action here. Mike, you got to plant one on Tom's forehead.
Give him one with jelly
Give
beans.
Give him right on the forehead.
Right on the forehead.
You're not even close. You got to get closer.
Here we go.
Let's do this.
All right.
Kiss
and
him on the
yeah.
There you go.
Very nice. Oh, hello. Beautiful.
We got a
beauty that just showed up.
Oh, we ran out of cash eggs, so I'm just giving out dollars.
Yeah.
The woman from the Letterman show and the skit with Alan Coulter the other night is here. The woman in the bakery. There is a woman who is in the demo.
Ooh,
let's just say that. She wouldn't be welcome listening to a bunch of the Angry Morning shows I heard today.
No, absolutely. She's my target. Tom, get ready to talk to this mama.
You guys ready to meet her?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's her name there, John?
Right, what's your name?
Jackie.
Jackie's here.
Of course.
You're gonna give Tom a big wet one right on the forehead.
I'll try.
All right.
All right. Tom
Sumter,
say, hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Now, Tom, is she too old for you?
Oh,
we
heard the kiss.
How old are you?
Are you kidding? I'm 60.
What?
60!
Wow.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Bravo. Hey.
Beautiful.
How old are you, Tom?
I'm 46.
That's
okay.
Right.
Uh-huh. So, you're too old for me.
Oh!
Tom, here comes another woman.
Uh-oh.
Look at, see the chick in the,
oh,
see the chick in the pink, Tom?
One more question, yes, Tom, for the 60-year-old lady, all right? Yeah. Ask her, say, hey, baby, are you all thonged up?
Hey, baby, are you all thonged up for Easter?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wow.
60-year-old.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Bravo.
Okay, Tom, talk to the chick in the pink, and that's it. We got to wrap it up.
Okay.
See the chick in the pink?
Yeah.
John.
Pretty.
Pay attention.
See the pretty young girl?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. You look really awesome.
Thank you.
Better than I could have ever imagined.
Thank you.
A bright one.
You want a TF her, Tom?
Yes, I want a TF her.
Good luck.
Not really. I mean, look.
Wait a minute. Hostility from Spiewak, which I don't understand.
I heard that.
Just hostility.
That's the misogynist in him coming out.
That's pure misogyny on Rob's
She's
part.
A very beautiful woman.
It's pretty that Rob's just, Rob already instantly hates her
I'd
for no reason.
I'd enjoy TFing her.
I think so. What's the problem? I'd love to know this.
There's been better candidates today is all I'm saying.
Look at her. She's a beautiful
She's
woman.
She's filled with hatred.
No, she is.
She's a really good looking woman. Yeah. I'm not kidding you.
She might lack the apparatus.
Why do you hate her, though? Why do you hate her?
I don't think she's that bright.
She's pretty.
She is pretty.
And we've not even talked to her to decide if she's dumber or smart.
I got a feeling. Let's see how it goes.
Okay. Listen, you're unfairly judging here. John?
Yeah.
John, why don't you tell this woman that both Mike and I think she's ravishing, but for some reason, Robbie's has got just a hate streak for her.
All right. Don and Mike both think that you are just ravishing, but for some reason, Rob hates you.
Rob, come on, Rob. I'm in a sweater vest. I'm hot. What are you talking about?
She's totally hot.
I never said you weren't pretty. I never said you weren't attractive.
He's not saying you're not attractive. He doesn't like you.
He says no.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Hey, John. I'm going to ask her, what school does she go to?
William & Mary.
Yay.
So that answers your smart question right there.
Yeah, well...
How about the kiss on the forehead, Tom?
Yeah.
Ask this nice lady in the pink for the kiss on the forehead.
You want to give me a kiss on the forehead?
Oh, look at that. She just runs right up.
What a nice lady.
Oh, bro.
You get a dollar bill.
Get a dollar bill.
A dollar bill.
Tom,
they're just handing people cash.
Make sure you tell her thank you.
Thank you.
No hard feelings.
Thank you.
All right.
And Tom, is your older brother here?
No.
Are you sure?
I think he is.
I don't know who this is.
All right, what's your name?
Jeff.
Okay.
Jeff reminds me of an older, you guys know, what do you call him, Jimmy Pimples?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, come on, listen, right. John, who's drunk now, just get this guy to kiss Tom's forehead.
All right, you going to kiss Tom's forehead?
Should I?
Yes. What a beautiful high voice.
What am I doing out here?
I'd give $1 million if this was television right now. What did he say, John?
I will. All right.
I like it when people debate it, because I've heard it on the radio.
Right.
They're here.
Right. Hey, John, tell me he has to take his hat off before he kisses Tom on the forehead.
And his shirt.
You got to take your hat and your shirt off before you kiss Tom.
Yeah.
And ask your hat.
Just the hat.
Just
hat.
Just the hat.
Just the hat.
We're not taking the hat off? Okay, the hat's got to stay on.
Wow. I'd love to see that hat.
Tell him Christ hates him. Screw off.
Christ hates you.
Listen, we got to wrap this up.
Yeah.
We got to wrap this up. We got to wrap it up. Tom, have you had a good time today?
Yes!
Yeah.
What was the best part today, Tom?
Everything.
He's right.
Well, Tom, happy Easter, and I hope you had a great time.
Yes, I did.
Okay, Tom, what is your Easter message for everybody?
Everybody have a happy Easter, and... Everybody, go to my website, TomGavin.com. It's changed to TomGavinWJFK. That's my Easter bunny. That's my website now.
Now weave all those thoughts together and make them your own.
Here comes Peter.
All right, Tom. Happy Easter. And who's king? Tom, who's king?
Jesus.
What about Christ?
Christ is better.
And any message for John, your assistant today?
Hey, John, thank you for helping me out.
My pleasure, Tom.
How about a hug?
It certainly is.
How about a hug, John?
Yes.
All right, now when he hugs you, Tom, don't let go.
Grab his ass, Tom.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's got him down.
Oh, they're down.
Hi, guys.
Okay, happy Easter, Tom.
Oh. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. Have a happy Easter.
Come on.
Great job.
That's just a fantastic performance by Mr. Tom Gavin, who never disappoints.
You're right.
Never disappoints.
Best Easter ever.
And who knew that he was such a magnet for the poon? I mean, that you had woman after woman after woman. You know, from the womb to the tomb, you had a 60-year-old lady out there.
Right, sure.
You had the woman with the huge jugs. You had the woman. And what was your problem with that one chick?
I never thought she was unattractive. I just got a dumb vibe.
She got a dumb vibe. And William & Mary is tough school, right? I mean, that's like one of the tougher schools to get into.
Maybe she cheated.
Maybe she cheated. Happy Easter, Rob.
I remind you, you don't F the brain.
I do.
He's a man. Yeah. Sometimes Rob's real inner soul peeks out on the radio. Sometimes we have to spotlight it just for a minute. And those are wonderful moments for me.
It's like there's this really, really good, you know, celebrity she most resembled. I'd say would be kind of like cross between maybe if we're looking at her through the window, like Meg Ryan and maybe some Nicola Sheridan. I mean, she's a good looking blonde. Chick,
right? I don't like her.
Don't like her. And, you know, all we ask Tom is if Tom wants to TF her. And, you know, she understands what we're talking about.
Right.
Right away, Rob, don't like her.
Someday they'll discover that special room that Rob has where he has all the corpses posed.
The doll's head.
Come on over. I'll show you the room.
All right, we got to
break. Why don't you all speak to me?
We got to break, and we will be right back with a Friday visit.
Yay. Everybody,
be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I.
The Don and Mike Show. Oh, I
this is a funny place. The Don and Mike Show.
I hope this is angry enough for all of you young, goth people listening to the radio. I realize we're dinosaurs for coming out of commercials and playing a little Elvis Costello here.
I think it's kind of pleasant, really.
Yeah. But if you're cool, you don't care if it's, you know what it's like.
Right. That's right. Oh, listen, the pictures of Tom. Tom Gavin in his bunny suit. Yanni. Who should have been all over this, but he's got 8,000 things to do with the website, has got the pictures and is cropping them right now and is going to put them on our website, Don and Mike website. Should be up before the end of the show. Go to today's steaming log.
Then you can spend the rest of the weekend enjoying the afternoon we had with Tom.
Yeah. And remember, when you look at those pictures, Christ is King.
Yay!
Time now for the Friday favorite. And I know that we mentioned yesterday on the show that Sean Connery is retiring.
Yeah. I was in your green room. I was just in your green room.
Are you retiring from the movies?
There's what appeared to be a mentally challenged man changing into his skivvies.
He
was in his tidy whities.
He's a window licker of ours. He's a good friend of ours named Tom Gavin.
Well, I just decided to come by. It's been a long time. I remember the good days on the Don and Mike Show years ago. I'd like to say hi to so many people, but they're all gone. You've eliminated them from the cast. I'd like to know what's the reason for that. Why have you eliminated so many people from your cast of characters?
Well, they all leave.
Special mention goes out to Lenora McMillan. She was a fine, fine girl.
Yes,
Buzz, made me feel more than comfortable.
This is a behind-the-scenes person. Do you remember
Where's
Lenora?
Where's the grease man?
I do remember Lenora.
Is she still on the air here?
Grease man?
I just don't understand.
He had to leave.
Life moves so fast. Things have gone so, so slowly in the past, and now everything's moving rapidly, passing me by. So I just don't understand. I don't, and I'm moving forward.
Now, that's the reason that was given that you're retiring from movies, because you don't understand
your sword.
What?
Your sword cuts a wide swath when you get rid of my friends. That's
get rid
for
of
sure.
Your friends?
Where's Joe Misko?
Oh, my God. These are old office people.
This is a man who was a very prominent part of your show.
He wasn't a prominent part
you
of the show.
You went outside, you duct taped the boy to a tree and covered him with fire ants.
He's a guy that used to work here. Like, did you hear the intern we had out there before, whatever his title is, John, the guy that kind of got drunk on his tall boy?
Were they fire ants or crickets?
Crickets.
Crickets.
They were crickets. I remember that. Yes, sirree. And where's Wendell Hall?
Why are
That's your old engineer that had a temper and a drinking problem.
Why are you quitting the movies?
I'm quitting the movies for one simple fact. I simply don't understand.
Now, that's the true story that we read yesterday. You don't
Let me walk you through it, lad.
You don't understand the
Would
script.
You like me to walk you through it?
Please do.
It's quite simple. Let me tell you, laddie. You get a script. It's got a story. You read it.
Yeah.
You decide you're going to do the film or you're not going to do it. Well, the bottom line is now.
Yeah.
What happens to me, Sean Connery, when I get a script, I simply don't understand what's happening.
Hmm.
The Matrix, there's a great example.
You were offered that movie.
I turned it down. Enormous hit. Enormous hit. That sounded interesting.
Yes.
Then along comes The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I took it. And it was a flop.
Bad choice.
Box office poison.
Mm-hmm.
A total disaster. Just a loser. Connery lays another egg, they said in the London papers. And I said, that's it. I'm done. If I can't understand what the scripts are, I'm not going to participate in any more films. I'm going to retire. I'm going to basically retire to my golf and my various surgeries. That's it. That's all I'm going to do. I read my sides for Soul Plane. It was inconceivable. Diabolical plot. Didn't have any desire.
Huh.
Didn't want to do it at all. So many things in life seem to have passed me by. Don't you understand me? People are passing me by. Concepts. Simple concepts. Life was a simpler time. I wore a kilt. I drank some good single malt. And now everything's working at a whirlwind, rapid pace. What's this Tempur-Pedic mattress I hear about? Diabolical. Doesn't seem to make any sense whatsoever. I don't understand. There's so many things every day in my mind. I'm deluged with incredible concepts and ideas and products that don't make sense to me. So I just have to say, forget it. I'm not going on anymore. I'm going back home to Scotland.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit in a castle, and I'm going to drink tea, eat wheat toast, and not let it bother me anymore.
Good.
I'm getting along in years. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, I know you are.
I sag below my kilt's hemline occasionally.
Oh,
yes. But always a well-endowed lad. I truly was. Kim Basinger knew that. And never say never again. She found that out with the fabulous shower scene. I'm the reason she left Alec. Don't you know that?
Now, were you an octopussy?
Can I ask you one question?
Was that Roger Moore? Roger Moore.
May I ask you one question?
Yeah, sure.
How's Pat Goss? Now, there's a talent. Does he still work?
He still
does he
works
still
here.
Work on the cars?
Yes, he still does a car
that
show on the
That man
weekends.
Is a magician with automobiles. He truly is, and I don't understand. I was hearing something the other day called OnStar. What is it, some sort of incredible space age? I don't understand. It doesn't make sense to me.
It's a GPS system.
I was as stymied by that as I was with cordless shavers. Why do they call them that? Aren't they electric?
No cord.
Cordless shavers. Why do they have to make them more sinister than they already are, for God's sake? Just get yourself a straight razor and cut right through it.
What about, do you know about Global Positioning Service, GPS in your car? That's what OnStar is.
Pat Goss built my James Bond station wagon. Did you know that?
I did not.
Wow. There, consider yourself enlightened. All the things moving at a rapid pace. But another concept, listening to your show, driving in, you're trying to put a strange challenged man out in your front lawn.
He's mentally retarded.
Giving away eggs with cash in them. Explain that. Why'd they have to kiss his forehead?
Because he's kind of gross.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I was in the green room after he got out of his bunny suit. The smell was reprehensible.
Mm.
Don't put him out in the sunlight. Not a good thing to do. Very, very bad. Where's Steve Goldstein?
See, you're asking about all these behind-the-scenes people.
That's because they're all gone.
No longer work here.
Why? Do you sense there's some sort of conspiracy about?
No, there's
Is that why you're chopping off the heads of all these people who used to work here?
I'm not doing it. Mike's not doing it. We don't run the station. There's an incredible turnover here at the station.
Is that your newsman that was here the last time?
Yes.
Same guy.
Lost a bit of weight?
Yeah, a little bit. Good to see you, Mr.
Where's that Bob Seska fellow used to work with you?
Oh, he's gone on.
I laughed, I swear to God, until I fell out of my saddle. Bob Seska used to be called B.O. Bond. Tom.
That's right.
He said he had terrible odor.
He did.
Damn, that was some fine, fine radio programming.
He's doing well.
Now I don't understand half the stuff that goes on. Free FM.
Yeah.
Free FM. Explain that diabolical concept to me. To me, it makes no sense whatsoever.
I would have to agree with you on that one.
If something's free, you don't value it. You don't put any value on it whatsoever. It doesn't make sense to me. You're all out of your minds. You're not part of that big, sinister, reprehensible, diabolical conspiracy, are you?
You don't got the Alzheimer's, do you?
Pardon me?
You don't got the Alzheimer's, do
not
you?
Not a chance. Shoppers attack. But I just don't understand the concept.
All right, now what about...
You give me a script that says they're going to be computers flying in and out and tentacles and all this stuff, and it just doesn't make sense. My great-grandson told me of a jar that contains both peanut butter and jelly.
Mm-hmm. You can get that.
Insanity. That's what that is, insanity. Then I'm watching the coverage of the war, and I understand, I've made movies about war, I understand the concept of war.
Right.
What's with the night vision goggles?
Wait, now, haven't you used those in your movies?
Scary stuff. Oh, yes, the one that I did with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah.
Now, that was a fine piece of ash.
Mm-hmm. And how was that?
You know, I maintain the fact that every leading lady that I've ever had the pleasure of being with, I've done her. Done her bad. Banged the headboards, as it were.
What about Mommy Penny or... Money Penny.
On a regular basis. She was a recurring character in several of my Bond films.
Mm-hmm. She's kind of old, isn't she?
Didn't matter to me. Non-discriminatory as far as the Sean swizzle stick. Doesn't matter one little bit. I'll take care of anybody that'll do me. Absolutely. Still feel that way. Very virile. I don't need any pills to prove it. That's another thing I don't understand.
What?
Men taking pills to be able to do it with women.
Erectile dysfunction. Pills.
There's another concept. It's lost on me. Hmm. That's why I'm going away. Going to go to the Highlands and relax. Just sit on a blanket. That's all I care to do. I saw a movie. They had phones with no wires.
Right.
Sinister science fiction. That's what it is to me.
Hold on.
Don't care for it at all.
No, it's not. It's a cell. Everybody has a... Don't you have a cell phone?
I have a cell phone that's used by my assistant. I never understood the goddamn thing at all.
That is a phone without wires.
I always know what I say to her when she takes it out. I say, put it away. Put it away. It's going to read my mind. Don't care for all these terrible concepts.
Hey, we have a trip down memory lane for you today, JB.
All right, I'd like to listen to that.
James Bond.
Yes. Call me SC.
This is from you. This is a clip of you. What is the movie, Rob?
Darby O'Gill and the Little People.
Darby O'Gill and the Little People. Do you remember doing this movie?
No, the chaps don't remember it.
All right, let's roll the clip. Sean Connery.
Let's listen.
Have you ever seen the seagulls a-flying?
I know you think this is a goof. This is really Sean Connery.
I think I have a vague memory. I believe that I sang, this is my singing voice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the earth is filled with beauty, and it's gathered all together.
That's you, dude.
Was this recorded in the 1800s?
Of a pretty Irish girl.
I'm as confused by this piece of tape that you're playing for me as I am by those transsexuals that you see all the time.
Huh.
And they make movies about it.
Right.
Sinister. I'm perplexed by credit cards. Where does the money come from? My day, you just bring in a beaver pelt or something like that, you just present it and you trade it in.
Beaver pelt.
Now you just got to do all these different things. Not going to do it, not going to make a single another film. It's not going to happen, forget it. I'm not going to do it because life has gone berserk.
Are you
going
to be like...
Especially you in America. You're responsible for half the crap that's going on right now.
Are you
going
to be like Cher? Cher has announced her retirement 3, 4, 5 times, and she keeps coming back and coming back again and again.
I was at a local coffee shop enjoying my breakfast scone, and someone put something in front of me that wasn't sugar. It was called Splenda.
Right.
Right.
That's a conspiracy. It made no obvious sense. They said, Sean, it's a sugar substitute. I said, what do I have to substitute my sugar for?
You've never heard
Get
of...
away before I kick you down the stairs.
You've never heard of, like, Equal or Sweet and Low?
There you are. You see, it's American. That's what you do with all these concepts, all these different fully things. It's just not necessary. I don't understand hot dogs with chili already inside. That used to be one of my favorite little American things. I'd go and I'd scoop the chili up, put it on the dog. Right. Now you stick it inside. What do they use, a chili gun?
Well,
how do they get it inside?
How do you think...
Is that like a jelly donut? I still don't know how they get the jelly in.
How do you think they get the cream inside the Twinkie?
I'm not sure. I don't know. But these things are starting to drive me mad. It really drives me mad. Another thing I don't understand. Here's a film. Lord of the Rings. explain any of that to me. I defy any of you to explain any of that. It makes no sense. When Michael Caine and I were making The Man Who Would Be King, that was a king, not a ring, and we had the movie, and it made sense.
Do you see the picture of the guy on the wall right there?
Yes. Man, that looks like Mike O'Mara.
A little.
That is, my God, that's a splitting image of him. He's gotten old.
That is J.R.R. Tolkien.
Ah, yes.
And isn't he the guy that wrote Lord of the Rings?
That's right. Classic crap is what I call it.
Okay.
Don't care for that. Don't care for newfangled ideas. Don't like any of the movies or any of your television shows. Huh. I'm over here, I turn on the box, and it's not making any sense to me. I think you ought to just shut them all down. No more movies, no more television. We ought to just communicate with drums. That's what we ought to do. And smoke signals. It's all Nazi science is what it is.
What about this guy? Let's see if you can identify this guy from pop culture. He's one of your countrymen. Or at least from your neck of the woods.
I really, really, really hated that.
I think I might have. Give it to me one more time.
Okay, one more time. Let me review it. Who is this famous Brit?
I really, really, really hated that.
Which the Prime Minister of England, Tony Blair.
No.
No, damn, laugh at me, mock me, that's right. I don't care, it doesn't bother me at all. Good. I'm going to go back to Scotland and not care what anybody's saying.
Simon Cowell.
I don't understand why you put all your books on paper anyway.
I really hated that.
All my books are printed on animal skins. That's true. Where's Jeff Shrinsky?
Do you ever watch American Idol?
I don't care for your American television. I'll try to turn it on. Occasionally, I'll dial it in to get some of your local news, mm-hmm. find out what's happening in the world of sports. But really, as far as your entertainment, it doesn't appeal to me whatsoever. I do believe most of the stuff that's on TV today is diabolical.
Wow.
What about this guy?
I need to do here is have me a bunch of affairs.
Now, that sounds like a southern accent. I'm a dialectician, so I can identify that. Let's hear again.
Okay, a dialectician.
What I need to do here is have me a bunch of affairs.
And that's your president? Your sitting president? George W. Bush? Okay. Is that who it is?
Yes, you're right.
Southern accent?
Here's another one for you.
Attaboy.
Identify this person from current pop culture.
All right. He's not saying anything.
Right.
How am I supposed to identify him when he's not saying anything? Explain one thing to me, Donald.
Yes.
Where are those voices coming from? You're pressing buttons and they're materializing out of the air.
You see this?
Yes.
It's a tape cartridge.
A tape cartridge? How's that work?
It looks like an 8-track.
An 8-track? Oh, an 8-track's something you put in the car?
Right. Now watch. I take this. I put it in the machine.
Let's see.
I saw
it go in. It goes into a little slot. That's what it does.
I press the corresponding button.
Right. There's your finger. I'm following your finger.
See, what number of machine is this? 1, 2, 3, 4...
5.
What button is this?
Let me get around and take a look over there. That says, but they're all flashing in blues and greens.
What's that one right there?
That says CART5.
Now, what do you think happens if I push button 5?
Press the one that says start.
No. Oh, that one?
Yeah.
That'll make number 5 start.
What, the tape you put in the machine?
That's right.
How's that work?
You want to see it?
You slid it in, and then it's going to play the machine just like you'd play if it was a record player.
There's an
And where are all your record players?
We don't play records.
How come?
We're a talk station.
Ah, I see. Okay, so you don't need the music.
Right.
No, we don't.
You just need a microphone and a big speaker outside.
Yes, now.
And people come from miles around to hear what you have to say.
Mm-hmm. See if you can identify this famous American.
And you're going to press that button?
On number 5.
Right.
I didn't see Big Pussy coming. All right, sit down. All of a sudden, gentleman wants to get into the mix here. I didn't see Big Pussy. He was the only one I didn't see. You see Big Pussy?
Okay, I know the voice.
Really? Who is it?
That's Regis Philbin. That whole button and tape thing, that's Nazi witchcraft is what that is.
Oh, wow.
I don't think it's Nazi witchcraft.
Your whole operation is crumbling ever since Janora Reed left. I truly miss her.
Uh-huh.
You know, all the great ones that have gone before, they're not here anymore. They used to walk the hallways. Deborah Dean, Lenora McMillan, Debbie the Deaf Traffic Lady. Andrew Rice, John Pop, Ken Stevens, and let's not forget the Grand Dame, Miss Terry Anderson.
I wish you wouldn't stop making movies.
Laura Stetzel, she's still here?
No.
She made me feel like a man.
All of us, really.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz. This guy over here.
He made it up.
Yeah. Playing all sorts of sounds coming out of thin air. Do me one favor,
yes,
will you,
sir,
please, on
yes,
behalf
sir
of Sean Connery.
Yeah.
To one particular lady doesn't work here. Send along a message.
Yes, sir.
Say, I miss you greatly.
Who's that?
That's from Sean to Dame Bobby Hollingsworth. Please. I'd appreciate it.
We'll tell them.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
I need a mug of ale and some salted pork.
Buzz?
Yes.
You know, I think, what did you get a copy of an old employee list, like, from 15 years ago?
No, I just talked to this guy right here with the big head. He wrote these names down on a piece of paper, and all I'm doing is reading them.
Good job.
Fare thee well, John Pop.
What do you have on your news show tonight?
He omitted my friend Dave Howard, though.
Oh, I forgot.
Yes, well, I think that was by design.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I love that shirt. Is that an antelope?
It's an elk, actually.
Awfully tight, lad.
It is a bit.
A little clingy.
Yeah.
Yes, more free-flowing next time. Go ahead.
Whatever you think.
What's on your news?
Connery. Well, tonight, if the Pope is any indication, God is not very happy with us. Segregated schools are back.
Proper.
And parents just don't understand.
They don't. Poor Sean.
They understand the entire world. That's what parents. Respect your parents.
Yes.
Eat all your food on your plate.
Right.
And drink as much ale as your body can hand. More grog.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Mike Show.
I tell you, he's a Satan worshiper. Look at that. He's got the devil horns on his shirt.
No,
it's too tight. You can see his nipples.
It's a friendly animal.
Thank you for coming by. Don't quit the movies.
Always a pleasure. I'm not going to make another movie.
Oh, please.
You can come over the house, though, sometimes. We'll watch the old one. You, me, Michael Caine, we'll just get in a wooden tub.
This has all been very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to hang with the junkettes at the Junkies Junkyard at the DC United Houston Dynamo game Saturday? Call 202-587-5000 and tell them you want to sit in the junkyard and you'll bark like a dog.
She is a good reader.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Bound, bound, bound. Let's identify the show.
Your home for petting. To a point. The Don and Mike Show.
You go to DonandMikeWebsite.com right now and click on today's show log, April 14th.
Yes.
Yanni, our webmaster, thank you, Yanni, has a couple of really nice pictures of Tom in his bunny suit, including one of Tom enjoying one of his Marlboro Lights.
You don't want to miss this, really. This is good. Good job, John.
I smell a screensaver.
I think really, that's Tom.
What you want to do is, you know, do that thing where you double click and it's like, save this sure photo, yes, save this background, yes, save this wallpaper, yes.
You'd love it.
Just save it. Just save it. Keep saving it. Trevor Buzz's new show now. Buzz tonight brought to us by the Visa Business Card. Business takes efficiency. Whether you pay by debit or credit, Visa Business helps you get things done. Bye, Tom.
Bye, Tom.
Your business is your life. Life takes Visa.
In here, too.
Yeah,
what?
There's just a little something. There's a little odor of something.
The smell. He's been stewing.
He's been stewing in the rabbit suit for a few hours. So.
Yes. The smell of a window licker. Now here's Buzz. It's who smells mong?
I smell bread.
I smell. No, I'm not saying it.
Yeah. I smell special.
Hey, so you got all the good ones.
I smell wheelchair.
That's the one I didn't want. That's the only one I could remember.
I smell spaz. You remember that's one that they find.
Yeah, I know.
Right next to the R word.
Mm-hmm.
It's way up there. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi there.
Oh, you should have been there. It was the feel good speech of the season. Pope Benedict XVI spoke in Rome today on the occasion of the Christian holy day, Good Friday.
Did he serve the eggs today?
I don't believe he did.
All right. I think at any time he's around, he ought to take advantage of the most famous Benedict and serve the eggs.
Eggs Benedict.
Yeah, who doesn't love eggs?
You know what happens when he has it, though?
Yeah, that's tough. And that makes the Cardinals upset.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
It was.
Including the manager.
Mark McGwire, Lou Brock, Stan the Man, Bob Gibson.
It was his first annual State of the Human speech.
Jim Hart.
They
want to talk about the St. Louis football Cardinals. Dan Deerdorf.
Metcalf.
Famous Cardinals.
Terry Metcalf.
Terry Metcalf.
Terry Metcalf, great punt returner for the St. Louis Cardinals. Mm-hmm. And then I think I might be...
Dan, did you get Dan Deerdorf?
Yes, yeah. I did. Who is the old guy with no teeth that played in the secondary? Was it Larry Wilson, maybe, for the St. Louis Cardinals?
And there was another evil lineman that played with Dan Deerdorf.
Oh, the
another evil guy.
Conrad Dobler.
Dobler, you got it. That's the one. Conrad Dobler, dirtiest Dobler. Player in the NFL.
He's the guy that admitted that he would bite guys,
right.
He would
mm-hmm.
kick guys in the nuts, mm-hmm. he would try to pull out their hair.
Yeah, and an evil name for an evil guy, which uh-huh. I always loved.
Conrad Dobler. Dobler. Yeah, the St. Louis Football Cardinals. And they were coached by Jim Hanifin, who at the time,
oh,
if you
yeah.
looked at a picture of the guy,
right.
it would be like, constipation has a name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Its name. Thy name is Jim Hanifin.
And we later found when he coached for the Redskins that they called him Hanny.
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 Here's Hanny.
In his first annual State of the Human speech, the Pontiff condemned the satanic morals of today's society. He called them an evil that threatens to destroy humanity. Yeah, told you. Feel good speech.
Well, he is a German pope, so we're yeah. just playing our German polka music.
He called this modern world the anti-Genesis, the creation in reverse. He said he will pray that society is cleansed of the filth and decadent narcissism. One of the risks we're taking, he said, letting scientists use genetics to play God. He called that insane and dangerous.
Rob, I forgot the voice that I do for Pope Benedict. You're writing it down for me?
He talks like Cliff Clavin. I don't remember why.
From Cheers.
It's right there. Wonder what condemned all the satanic morality that we have in the world today there, Donnie.
Aren't you German, though, Pope?
Yes, doesn't matter. No matter. Pope Benedict here. And we have no idea why I do that, but there was a connection.
Because his regular guy name, before he became a pope, was like the name of the actor. That's
that was,
it.
Yeah,
thanks so much, Buzz.
So
yeah.
was a tip in.
Thank
and,
you, Buzz.
You should be thinking. You're doing your news.
I try. He said the entertainment is like a drug, the Pope said this today, and that it's alienating us from society. So he's not a fan of the entertainment.
Yeah. Don't forget that global warming that's happening, too.
He didn't mention that.
No, sorry.
But he did say he'll pray for us, so we've got that going for us.
Very nice. Nice shirt.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Some Christians, like Muslims, perhaps go too far. In the Philippines today, while most folks are headed for the beach, 11 men asked that they be nailed to crosses. And today they got their wish before a crowd of about 1,000 spectators. In a farm village about 45 miles north of Manila, 11 men reenacted the final hours of Jesus, only without Mel Gibson or the Nine Inch Nails.
I think they're making a big deal about that. Isn't that what CBS management has been doing, you know, to us for the last 5 years anyway?
Except in much more strategic locations, much more painful locations than our hands and our feet.
Biblical scholars now believe that's what actually happened to Jesus, that in that day, one of the cruelest forms of crucifixion was hanging guys by their genitals, and wow. current thinking is perhaps that's what happened to the Christ. In anyway.
Aren't you dead yet? I'm doing a Joe Pesci good fellas. Aren't you dead yet? Mother effer.
Better pull over and see.
What is that? Do you hear something in the back?
No, Tommy. No, Tommy.
Aren't you dead yet? Happy Easter. Christ is King.
In the Philippines today, they used 4-inch nails bathed in alcohol to prevent the infection they might get, since the reenactment does not include their actually dying. For one man, today was his 20th year, to be nailed to the cross. Maybe it's a fetish with him. One man says he did it to thank God for letting him live after falling at his construction job.
A dope.
This is not a holy day.
Put a nail gun to that guy's head. Really, if you're lucky enough...
They don't use nail guns, they use the hammers.
If you're a...
Oh, but you had to say... You just don't respect the alarm, do you?
No, I don't.
No, there's no respect.
You know what the alarm is, seriously, to me?
What is it?
The alarm is like all your birthdays. I legitimately forget.
Quick.
It's not anything malicious. It's really not, and I apologize profusely for my forgetting of birthdays and for that alarm thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you.
The world's most forgetful... Yes, talented radio mimic.
I believe.
Thank you very much, Rob. Congratulations.
Thank you for the cake. I truly appreciate that. And I'll try my best to remember better. But man, that's an honest mistake.
Don't say that word.
Mm-hmm. I won't.
Bad word on this show.
You use big wooden mallets.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
This is not a holy day for the followers of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. The Flying Spaghetti Monster is a fictional, I'm going to explain, the fictional godlike creature invented by people who are really just poking fun at the teaching of creationism.
Invented by you and Joe, like last Saturday night.
In public school science classes. I wish we could take the credit.
How about the flying spaghetti monster?
Not everyone is amused
that
by this.
Sounds good, little buddy.
I made a flying spaghetti monster after too much beer.
Mm-hmm. And when you and Joe get together, don't you dress like Skipper and Gilligan?
That's right. Yeah, he wears the red shirt and the hat.
What happens when I put this piece of cooked spaghetti on the end of a bottle rocket?
Why in the sky?
Why don't we find out?
I'm the flying spaghetti monster.
Sure. Don't shoot it at Marcia.
Not everyone is amused by this creature, especially in Kansas, where the State Board of Education has redefined the word science and forced the teaching of creationism. In Wichita, one science teacher allowed a drawing of the flying spaghetti monster to be placed on the classroom door, which was fine until one of the conservative a-holes from the State Board of Education saw it and ordered it taken down. Along with a Doonesbury cartoon.
That worked really well, though. I know it's not a classic use of Paul Schaefer when he's doing the news, but it really worked to punctuate. Because he did it because he used the naughty word, right?
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Buzz is so crabby tonight.
He is.
So crabby.
Segregation is back, and Nebraska's got it. Lawmakers there. This is unbelievable. Lawmakers in Nebraska.
That applause you heard.
Cornhuskers. I think he had something to do with it. Lawmakers in Nebraska yesterday voted to divide the Omaha school system into three districts. One mostly white, one mostly black, and one mostly Hispanic. What could possibly go wrong? The lawmaker who sponsored the bill is the only black lawmaker in the Nebraska State Senate. Here's his plan. White parents would control the school board that controls their schools.
Oh, yeah.
Hispanic parents would control their own school board, and African-American parents would make their own rules as well.
Robert the Mailman.
Some white lawmakers cannot believe what they're hearing. Quoting one, history will not and should not judge us kindly. Quoting another, we'll go down as the first state in 20 years to set back race relations. But the bill's sponsor said the schools are really already segregated ever since Omaha dropped busing and told kids to just go to their neighborhood schools.
But everybody enjoys a nice ear of corn on the cob.
There's someone at the window for you.
Bye, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Good night.
Bye, Tom.
Good night, Easter Bunny.
Bye-bye. Bye, Tom. Bye.
What do you want?
Can't hear you. I don't
want
know.
Something.
He's anti-segregation.
Tom had a tall boy as well.
He's applauding.
Bye. So long.
Bye. Bye.
Get a cab.
Bye. Thanks, Tom. I just realized we are waving at a spaz through a piece of glass.
Who's listening on delay?
He's hearing what we're saying.
Right.
Like 20 seconds after we say it.
Right.
And not understanding.
It's delightful.
And there it is.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's nice. Joe pretending he's retarded. Like Joe's really not retarded.
He's mentally retarded.
And
wow.
So Tom goes by and Joe gives us a look like, yeah, Joe, like you're not dumber than he is.
That's my weekend memory right there.
You know what? Joe, you are one chromosome away from changing places with Tom. Don't you ever forget that.
But he likes to do that. He's done that a lot. I've seen him. That's his favorite little joke.
That's nice.
Comedy Central. He is censoring South Park again, and that's our story when we return.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Thank you. Here comes Joe. Here comes confident Joe.
Me!
Walking back through. See, because he won't hear the insult until we go to break.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll come in during the break.
I made them laugh.
I did my return face. JC baby.
That's it. I was on fire.
See, you talk about the South Park thing.
Afterwards.
Right. What is wrong with it's Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Right?
They're owned by the same company as us.
CBL.
Mm-hmm.
What could possibly go wrong?
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show.
It's
huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, now listen. Hold on, everybody.
Baby, I love their way. Every day.
Right.
Don and Mike.
All you people right now stuck in traffic, and the Eastern traffic, you should thank the people at the beginning of the show.
Right.
See, what we did was we took an early commercial break, which means now we don't have to break for a long time for another whole segment
right.
of News with Buzz. So No pressure, Buzz.
None felt.
Be great.
I will.
And in case there's an awkward moment.
Yes. We have Paul Schaefer standing by.
Perfect. We're ready.
No problem at all.
I just love it when a plan really works.
Yeah.
And if you want to tell the people now in your cars, see, a lot of times the people that listen to the beginning of the show really get the most amount of time. Because if we go an hour in our first segment, we're screwed on commercials for the rest of the day.
And we usually have to make it up in this hour, and this is one of the rare times that we don't have to do that.
Yeah. I mean, we've been working towards it.
Right, but today it's perfect.
Yeah, yeah. It's happened today.
Yeah,
today it's nice. We've got plenty of time. Oh, and as a matter of fact, Buzz, you whore, you are sponsored again.
Double sponsored.
Buzz, brought to you this time in this segment by the Hard Times Cafe. All the good food you love to eat, good food, good people, cheap prices. Hard Times Cafe. Now again, here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi there.
Well, as I mentioned, Comedy Central once again censoring South Park, and not for rude language or bodily functions. The two-part story, Cartoon Wars, addresses the violence that followed in the real world when the Danish newspaper published cartoons featuring images of Muhammad. Comedy Central told Matt and Trey they couldn't...
You know, that's too bad because he's got Parkinson's now. Yeah. And I think he should be making, like, drawings of him.
Of Muhammad?
He does? Of Muhammad.
He's got Parkinson's? Well,
you're thinking of Muhammad Ali. This is the
Thank
prophet.
You. Thank you.
The prophet Muhammad.
Thank you, Paul.
Although I did see Muhammad Ali on TV because of the story about him signing his name away.
Yeah.
They had him and Michael J. Fox standing next to each other.
Oh, my.
I swear to God, it looked like bobblehead doll night at Mariners Park.
Because they were both...
You know, all you need really is Catherine Hepburn there.
And Tom Arnold, maybe.
I saw that. I tried to adjust my vertical hold.
Bada bing.
Right.
Well, anyway.
Deacon Rosemary.
There's no need for Deacon.
Or Ali.
Electric torch.
The two-part story, Cartoon Wars, about the cartoon about the other Muhammad.
The Muhammad that didn't kick George Foreman's ass.
Comedy Central told Matt and Trey they couldn't use an image of Muhammad in that episode. The Islamic religion bans any images of Muhammad, and so apparently does Comedy Central. The thing of it is, South Park had already presented an image of Muhammad in an earlier episode, and there were no riots then. He appeared with Jesus and Moses and Krishna and Buddha and Mormon founder Joseph Smith, but not L. Ron Hubbard. Recently, Comedy Central said no to rerunning the Scientology episode featuring Tom Cruise.
All right, here's a question.
Yes?
How come those two boys that run that show, and I see them on TV all the time bitching about how Comedy Central's dicking them around, and they get more freedom with Fox on Family Guy.
Right. Yeah.
Why don't they pull a Dave Chappelle?
And move to another network.
Yeah, I mean, Dave Chappelle has shown that you can
or go
say,
to South Africa and just disappear.
But Dave Chappelle has proved that if you have something successful on Comedy Central, if you just don't go to work, they're not going to do anything to you.
So far, they haven't done anything to Chappelle, right? Aren't they still negotiating with him to maybe get back together?
They want
to
run the 3 or 4 episodes that he's done, and he doesn't want them run because he doesn't think they're any good.
Didn't they make money also on the DVD set that he had?
Like the best-selling DVD of the year last year it was. Anyway, they should shop it somewhere else.
They might. I sort of get the feeling that might happen because this is starting to become a pattern for them at Comedy Central.
And the more I watch, you know, I watch South Park occasionally. Mm-hmm. I'm not an aficionado.
Right.
But I think those guys are funny.
They
are. Trey is at the
is it Trey Parker and Matt Stone or Trey Stone and
Matt
Parker?
And Trey.
I don't remember.
Family Guy just, you know, IMHO.
Right.
Is LOL.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
ROFL.
You know, it's funny you should mention that.
Because much funnier than South Park, in my humble estimation.
Well, if you're a parent who doesn't understand South Park, then you won't understand what your kid is saying online. NIFOC is increasingly used. It means naked in front of computer. GYPO means get your pants off. TDTM means talk dirty to me. POS, a different meaning than we've felt all these years.
I think that's violating the sanctity of that one.
For the kids.
POS, hold on a second. I've got POS means...
Gillespie. G-I-L-L-I-S pi.
You're very
My
close.
Name is Greg Gillespie.
And that's spelled...
Greg.
G-R-E-G. Greg Gillespie.
Yeah. POS today for the kids means parent over shoulder.
Hello.
Like that. One family therapist knows an 11-year-old girl who steamed up her computer screen with an older man while the girl's parents were in the same room. using this code. Online dictionaries can be found for parents at teenangels.com and netlingo.com to get definitions.
What are those again, Buzz?
What you may see. Teenangels.com and netlingo.com.
POS, parents over shoulders. Scary. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And they have many more. Yes.
Buzz, mine is EMRWAFS.
Which is?
Eat me raw with a flavor straw.
Oh, I like that one a lot.
Thank you.
There needs to be an icon for that.
Here's another one.
Another one you use all the time?
BMOTYS. Uh-huh. Excuse me, BMOYTS.
BMOYTS.
Hold on. Hold on. No, that's
no, mine is EBHP.
What's EBHP?
I want to say it while he's paying attention.
Yes, he's writing.
Okay, I'm ready, Mike. Okay, I'm ready.
EBHP.
Yeah.
Eat big, Harry.
Okay, hey, stop it. Hey. Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, it's Friday and you've gone nuts.
BYMOTS.
By mods.
Bring your...
No.
Yeah, that's much better.
Than what Mike said?
Yeah.
Well,
at least you could say all your words.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm no pussy.
I know.
MMLATCFIM. MMLATCFIM.
No idea.
Milk, milk, lemonade, around the corner, fudges made.
Yeah. Now, if your kid goes goth, as many do around the age of 14, that might not be the worst thing in the world, despite the concern from the Vatican.
Oh, EI.
EI?
Eat it.
Yeah. Very simple. You could almost just write that out longhand.
E-I-G.
And you can change, you can modify that. EI, LI, KI. S-I.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hearing today that goth might not be a bad thing for a kid to go through. Sure, granted, of about half the kids who dress in black and wear the eye makeup and the pentagrams do try to hurt themselves, but a new study says those kids were prone to self-harm anyway. The study followed over 1,200 goth kids between the ages of 11 and 19. Researchers say the goth culture may actually protect kids who might otherwise be viewed as geeks or pussies.
Uh-huh.
They're just pale.
They're just black.
Just tiny, pale kids.
They're just black eyeshadows. They're just black hair. Just black suspenders.
Just stay out of the sun.
It gives them a sense of community they didn't otherwise have.
Do you feel like you can't stand the sunlight? Is that why you're goth?
They're just black. My suspenders, they're just black.
Like,
and this is the difficult part. The study says some of the self-harm that occurs in goth teens actually makes them feel better.
Oh, dear.
So there's that.
Cutter!
You know what it is? It's them beating up themselves instead of letting someone else in school do it.
This is probably true.
While cameras are all the rage in some cities to stop crime, places like L.A.'s South Central and Southeast D.C. have turned to microphones to help. A strategic microphone system called the Shot Spotter is being used in these places to tell where the gunfire is coming from. In Oakland, there's a rising murder rate in one councilman's district, so he's spending $10,000 to test the system in his violent neighborhood. The full system would cost him nearly $500,000. It would involve about 100 sensors in an 8-mile square area. Together, they can pinpoint the origin of a gunshot.
I'm thinking, you know, for sophisticated technology nowadays, $10,000 is probably what? Just a couple of squad cars with a guy walking out with like a condenser mic outside the window?
It's like going to Radio Shack.
Right, right.
$10,000.
If they get to spend the entire $500,000, they'll have microphones everywhere so they can triangulate.
Bang! Over there! Over there! Over there! Drive over there! Run!
Like from 24, they can triangulate where the shot came from to within as little as 10 feet.
Can law enforcement really do anything we see on 24?
Put it on my PDA.
This they can apparently do.
Mm-hmm.
There were 16 murders in Oakland by this time last year. This year, they're up to 39 so far.
Raider Nation!
Shut up!
But the big crime...
Shut up, stupid!
The big crime story...
You probably don't think that I could force this town down your throat.
There he is.
Trust me, I can. All the way.
Yeah.
Except I hold on to this one little bit at the end. When your stomach starts to digest it... pull it out, taking your stomach lining with it. Most people can take about a week to die. It's very painful.
Shut up, stupid.
Paul loved that.
He's the guy who's trying.
Yes, you've got to talk to me before I have to hurt you.
The big crime story in San Fernando, California, involves a little old lady who got a ticket for walking too slowly.
I'm tired of putting my ass on the line for nothing.
I'm done putting my ass on the line for nothing.
The arresting officer. Wearing her big orange straw hat, she was in the crosswalk with the cane, her cane in one hand, and a bag of groceries in the other.
This office demands results. That's what I provide.
But this lady didn't provide results. It took her a while to cross the street that way. The light changed to don't walk somewhere near the middle of the street. So 82-year-old Mavis Coyle is fighting the $114 ticket written by an LAPD motorcycle cop who told her, you're obstructing the flow of traffic.
You can help us stop this, please. Please.
Quoting Mavis, I don't like being talked to like I'm a six-year-old.
Mavis?
Yeah.
Hey, Mavis, baby. Mavis. Yeah, Mavis Lemo.
What do you want me to say? I did drugs to get in with these people, and I got in with them.
Oh, that's the explanation. That's why he gave her the ticket.
What have you done?
Well, she's just jaywalking.
You cannot have a normal life, and I'm tired of putting my ass on the line. I don't believe this. Don't worry. If I wanted to kill you, you'd be dead by now.
Jack!
No idea how far I'm willing to go to acquire your cooperation.
Jack, calm down.
What the Air Force One just hit?
Whoa.
I'll do my job.
Jeez.
You people better start doing yours.
Oh, my God.
My wife and daughter almost died today.
Ow.
How many people that such as you lost their life today because you were doing your job?
He was jaywalking.
I hope you can live with that.
Of course I can.
But these are extraordinary circumstances.
What? Yes.
Don't you ever come into my office and talk to me like that. I can't. You understand me?
Lighten up.
Just let me kill him when I have the chance.
Kill her?
I have killed two people since midnight.
Oh, my God.
I have not slept for over 24 hours.
Why?
So maybe. Maybe you should be a little more afraid of me than you are right now.
You got it.
Shut up.
What? I agreed with you.
Shut up, stupid.
I agreed with you. You don't need to insult me.
What are you talking about?
Jack!
You have no idea how far I'm willing to go to acquire your cooperation.
Jack, just calm down.
This will help you with the pain.
What?
This will help you with the pain.
Jack, just chill, okay?
He's wound a little tight.
This office demands results.
Yeah? Okay, so? So what, Jack? So I'm talking to you.
I'm not the man you knew before.
Well, I don't think so. You're acting crazy. Just... What? What? Stop yelling at me.
You cannot have a normal life and
shut up.
I think too much caffeine.
Oh, Jack Bauer.
Thank you, Jack Bauer.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Jack Bauer.
Was that wonderful?
The greatest.
Yeah. Who are you afraid of?
Let's give him something.
Afraid of anybody, Jack.
Don't worry. If I wanted to kill you, you'd be dead by now.
Mike, what do we have for him?
We've got a meat tray, Don. A beautiful tray of cold cuts for his Easter weekend.
Shut up!
Yes, you're welcome, Jack.
Shut up, stupid.
Yeah, you're more than welcome.
What if when you voted, it was like entering a contest and you would win valuable cash prizes?
Aren't you glad we had more time for news and comments?
Actually, it's worked out quite well. What if there were prizes for voting? You know, like entering a lottery.
I like that.
Right now, it's all just the dream of an Arizona man who says Election Day should be a big national lottery that costs nothing to enter. Under his plan, some lucky voter in each and every state would win $1 million. The money would come out of the state's unclaimed lottery winnings, and it happens once every 2 years.
It's like a get-out-the-vote thing? Is that what this guy's bottom line is? That more people would vote if they thought they'd have the chance to win money?
Plus, there's unclaimed money in the lottery.
You know how you get more people to vote? You make it a mandatory national holiday. That's how you get people to vote.
No, but see, if it was a holiday...
They wouldn't. People wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you had the prizes.
What you would have to do is work it into like a three-day weekend.
Right.
Where you would say you get a day off. But one of these days, you have to vote. Like, you have to vote on Saturday.
Yeah, one of the 3 days you have. You make it a Monday or Friday.
Friday, like Saturday, or Sunday. Mm-hmm. Pick your day, but if you don't vote, forget it.
Make it Super Bowl Monday. People want that day off anyway.
No, you can't vote after the Super Bowl,
you silly ass.
Why not?
Because the day after the Super Bowl, everybody's drunk. Everybody's
What if they elect the wrong guy?
You see what we're doing here? We're having a little bit of an argument, but the fact is we all want the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And I think that we can figure this out. I really do. I think we can really figure this out. And then no one will pay attention to us because it's too good an idea.
That's right.
We were all sober at the last election. We did a great job.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
We rest our case.
Just not after the Super Bowl. All right. Okay? It's a sacred day. It's a more important day than Easter. There I said it.
Blasphemy!
There I've said it.
Oh, my goodness.
Very hip, very popular. John Stewart is going to Utah to make an appearance. I'll explain when we come back.
Thank you, Buzz. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
gosh, I hate to interrupt.
It's all been
so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Nick and Eat. The Don and Mike Show.
Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzzy.
Don and Mike. Finally, everyone at the Da Vinci Academy in Ogden, Utah, very excited to hear that Jon Stewart was coming to its annual gala. Quite a fleet in the small school's cape to have the host of the Daily Show come to speak. If only they'd gotten the right Jon Stewart. Now they know they've hired John A. Stewart from Chicago, a pro wrestler who also spells John without an H.
Oh, no.
On the bright side, he's also a motivational speaker. If he's any good, he'll cheer him up again.
Hey, brother. Bush sucks, brother.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
Look at that.
That was like me having sex. Damn, that was fast,
wham,
Buzz.
Bam, that was a quickie.
Well, hold on. I know it's seconds, but we do have valuable seconds. We don't have to rush off right this very second. Yes,
then let me take this opportunity to wish everyone a happy Easter.
Right, me too. Mm-hmm. And you know what would be nice for Easter?
What?
Run a friggin' promo for our show on this goddamn station.
Can't happen. You know why?
Oh, I know why. Because we're not having a bikini contest.
Oh. We are the forgotten men.
Because that's Radio Gold, a bikini contest.
Right.
Have I love it when you leave with just a touch of controversy.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Yeah. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Love you, Andy. We'll see you on Monday back here on Dinosaur Radio. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
I still think that lady in pink was stupid.
So hot. You're so asexual sometimes, it scares me. Really. Do you have a penis?
I do.
Oh, who am I asking? Of course you do. Well, that's it. Any more, I'll really be in trouble.
Yeah. Gotta go.
See ya. See you at the bikini contest.
This egg smells like ass.
When we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.